start with the words of Agboi Moreno, Rav Moshe Feinstein Tzatzal, who revolutionized Kiddush HaMakom Suda in quite a remarkable way, literally a revolution, which is something which, a mamish revolution. And I want to discuss the revolution with you a little bit. And some of this discussion is in the sefer that I have on Masechta Shabbos in the back. There's some inyan about Kiddush HaMakom Suda. So that's a part of this. I mentioned yesterday that the Moshe should be Kiddush and other folks don't hold like that. Those want to look it up. That can be found here, Simon Ches in the back, called Kiddush HaSuda, page Reish Samach Tes, through Reish Ayin Beis. So some of the things we're saying today will be found there for those who want to look it up. Again, you can have a B'chsav for those who wish. Good. What's Rav Moshe's Kiddush? Rav Moshe says that he thinks that we should pass by the day which maintains that Kiddush HaMakom Suda, as the Yeshiva Shachakira, is not a din in Kiddush, but it's a din in Suda. This is much the way we had yesterday. Naftamina, the person makes Kiddush, and then he wants to have some fruits, some apples, and he'll 3 hours later, 2 hours later, he'll go home, and he'll make Kiddush and have bread, may you or may you not. Everyone in the world says, no, Chas V'Shalom. Chas V'Shalom to do such a thing. Why? Because the first Kiddush you make is Shalom V'Makom Suda. So if it's not worth the hill of beans. And therefore, what you've done two Averis. Before Kiddush, which is 3 hours later, what did you do? You drank wine, you had apples. Two Averis. You were torn before Kiddush. So therefore, forget about it. No way you can do such a thing. This is the psak of every person that I know about. Except for Rav Moshe. And Rav Moshe, as is recorded here in the Sefer, didn't only pass that way in theory, he actually did it. Believe it or not. A quote from the Sefer called Oros HaShabbos. Rabbi Warman Shlita, I don't know where Rabbi Warman is. Anyone know where Hank? Warman, that's before your Talmud. He was the main Magid Shir in Hank. Major Talmud Chacham, wrote many Svarim called Sheiris Yosef, many volumes. And Oros Shabbos, or I think Oros Yom Kippurim, Oros Chagos Sukkos, maybe a lot of Svarim he has. And there he quotes from Rabbi David Feinstein, who said that on Pesach and MTJ in the Yeshiva in Lower East Side, they made Kiddush. All they had was wine and eggs. You know, kashrus. And Rav Moshe would eat with them. Well, I would say it's an Issa Gomer. Eating with Rebbe, Rosh Hashiva, eating before Kiddush. Don't bother me. It's okay, I'm going to go home and make Kiddush and I'll have matzah, no problem. Rav Moshe did it. This wasn't pure theory. He did it. Halacha l'maisa. You have Adas and the son, and probably some old East Sides can confirm. Rav Moshe used to have Kiddush, eat some eggs. They make a bar and a fosh. I'm not sure how much you got drank of the wine, whatever it is, and then you go home and make Kiddush an hour later with matzah, with the wine and matzah. If somebody asks me, I say, yeah, how to do that. Here's the Gadol HaDor did it, based upon his thesis. But of course, the Kiddush of Moshe is, number one, his thesis itself, which is the Chiddush Ma'od, and number two, even according to him, it seems to be dependent on Machlokos Yerushalayim, and it shouldn't come out properly in Halacha L'maaseh. Even if he's right within the Sar Mikutzi, that's what we suggest. Sar Mikutzi is the one who said that you're allowed to have wine and drink from the wine and nothing else. I would have said that's also awesome. That's what it says in the oldest one. The Mordechai himself, according to Sar Mikutzi, says the minhag is not to be a maker like that. So Rav Moshe, even if he's right, lefiyah Sar Mikutzi, but why are you passing like that? The Rosh in Sefer Feresh Faker. The Rosh says, I showed you yesterday, you go to Shul then and you make Kiddush and there's no guests there. So it's a bracha levatol. Why is it a bracha levatol? Because Rav Moshe shouldn't be a bracha levatol at all. You made kiddush, you yotze kiddush. I mentioned this briefly yesterday. When the Gemara says lo yotze, right? Let's open the Gemara first. Let's open the Gemara. Everything goes back to the Gemara and then poskim. So the lush of the Gemara here on the kuf aleph from an aleph is after you take kiddush lo yotze. So Rav Moshe suggests lo yotze just means you got to make kiddush again. Why? Then in the suda. The Suda has to be a Suda accompanied by Kiddush, not the other way around.
That's what the Yain Lo Yatsu means.
No, it's not true. The Yain Lo Yatsu means that if you go to another place, you have to make a new bar for a Gof. It's nothing to do with Kiddush and Suda. It could be on Monday. It's nothing to do with
Shabbat. You have to do it again, so it would be parallel when it says you did Kiddush Lo Yatsu.
Look at this. What a great shot. I never thought of this. Here what he's doing, he's going to defend Rav Moshe. Anyone depends on Moshe gets a kiss. Omar, Rav Moshe. I don't understand. See what he said? A beautiful nekuda. What does it mean? Yudayayin lo yotze. The words are not true. Of course you were yotze. You were yotze, made bar per gafen, and you were yotze. All it means is, you go to the next house, you got to make bar per gafen again. Says, how are it is? Same thing over here. After the kiddush lo yotze, exactly the same thing. The kiddush is a legitimate kiddush, like the bar per gafen legitimate. He's got to do it again. Ah, mosuk mitvash. Mosuk mitvash, what he said. Defending the God of Ador. Ah! Yeah.
But
Yayin Loyatsky
doesn't mean you have to do it again.
It
means if you have wine, you have to make another break for a
goblin. Oh, he's knocking down the God of Ador. Oh, yeah. All right, but still, it's a little bit similar. Okay, very good. Obviously, it can go two ways. Right now, no one's, this is not, we're not going to make any firm decisions over here. But every deal that Talmud has is Mamish, Komash, Atav, and Vosik, Osa, the Chadish. The Moshe Messina. So everything you're saying, Mamish, probably comes from Sinai. So we should all be so excited 2 days before Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is Yom Matan Torah, Kayadua. Right? The final luchos is given on Yom Kippur. So we're revving up not only for Yom Slicha Mechil Kapara, but also Yom Shinat Torah. And Taina said that the two reasons why Yom Kippur is a big Yom Kippur by us. Okay? We have to try to do both. Okay. Fine. So this is what it's all about. Now, that I would like to go through Rav Moshe's tshuva a little bit. The questions be, Rav Moshe, do you want to see it in print? I can just put it on the screen. Who wants to see Rav Moshe in print? Anyone want to see it in print? Or can you say about Peh? Your choice. Take about Peh? Good, we'll say about Peh. Good, not a problem. So, Rav Moshe, the two tshuvas, I have to see both of them. The first tshuva Rav Moshe we're going to see, which was written first, is in Yoredei of all places. Chelik Beis, end of Simon, Kuf Samachim. Moshe thinks that the Tzlach, we spoke about yesterday, is a Dochak, and the Sfasemis is a Dochak, and the Moshe is a Dochak, the Toshis Rid is a Dochak. All the whole Gemara is all one big Dochak. What do you mean? That's what Gemara is Dochak? Here, let's chazer again. The Gemara is now Kuf Aleph, Amir Aleph, Zinden Sagiin. How do you do? What's going on? How do you make Kiddush twice? The chutzpah. The bracha lebatola, or maybe at least a bracha shenatzricha. The Gerer Rebbe put it in those terms. We read it to you yesterday. It should be bracha lebatola according to most, according to Samikus, it should be a bracha shenatzricha. It's bothers Rav Moshe. We had a couple of terutzim yesterday. One of our terutzim, either he was nimlach, right? Sorry, yes?
I mean, is one able to create a
bracha
shenatzricha?
Are you asking me a question? Yeah. Patience. So this is the question which is bothering Rav Moshe. The bracha shenatzricha bothered the Gerer Rebbe too. So the answer may be it may depend on what his intention was. Let me tell you what Mordechai is driving at. It depends what his intention is. If in the very beginning it's pre-planned to make an extra bracha, that's a bracha shenatzricha. That's the case where the human davayim, where the whole thing is pre-planned, it's Rabbi Say, Avodah Sama Kivurim, as you those who come later will find out, is scripted. Everything goes in a Seder. Do this. You know, whole Seder Avodah. Everything's in order. So the question, what do you do? So they script it in advance. You're going to read from this Sefer, one bracha, two bracha. So it's all scripted in advance. Then we say the bracha Shein Tzricha. But in case something just sort of changed like this, then maybe it's not called the bracha Shein Tzricha. What do I mean by that? What did the Rid seem to have said that what happened? Zimnan Sagiyin, he went up to the roof, and then, for whatever reason, something happened, changed his mind, the candle went out, whatever reason happened, he decided, oops, I want to go downstairs. So Bishaito, when he made the Kiddush up on the roof, he planted it on the roof. So what? That wasn't the Brocha Shein Tzricha. Now that circumstances change, and he wants to go downstairs for a legitimate reason, that's not for naught. So again, it's not a Brocha Shein Tzricha. That's what you're saying, Mordechai. Basically.
Yeah, he didn't put the candle out. I mean,
right. I'm saying. Exactly. So circumstances change. He didn't pre-plant that two brachas. That's what I thought. I thought that would solve the whole problem. And you might not find any pre-planned two brachas. I said it's really hit, not pre-planned. Again, assuming that Zinnan Sagiyin, again, why do I say that it was Nimlach? That's what the Rid said. Because if it's not Nimlach, then according to Tosfos Shita, then what? You wouldn't need a new Kiddush. Because the equal of Ara, you don't need no Kiddush. So that Rav Moshe talks about that as well. There's a whole paragraph about that. A whole paragraph. Okay? So So if Rav Moshe, in a very strange, says in Shnei Pirushim, Nira Yosek Pirush Arishin. What does that mean? The Pirush Arishin means against Tosfos. How can the God of Ador, even though it's the God of Ador, say that the Pirush Arishin is against Tosfos, it's against Tosfos in the Shulchan Aruch? He himself says, according to the Shulchan Aruch and Tosfos, you can't be referring to a case of where it was premeditated. Because if it was premeditated, there's no problem going downstairs. So what do you mean the Ikub Shad is it wasn't premeditated? So what does it mean? So what does it mean? So what it means is that he made Kiddush, and then he decided, the candle went out, it's too cold, it's too hot, I have to go downstairs. Rebbeinu Shel Olam, why be a Rasha if you could be a Tzaddik? Why go straight downstairs? Eat one kezias of bread on the roof. Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's what Moshe, see, for me, you don't have to. That's what Moshe's right. Alright, we're going downstairs. Alright! Have one kezias. You know what reminds you of? Sukkos. The Sukkos, in the case of Chalila v'chas, it rains. And the first night, what are you supposed to have? One kezias in the Sukkos and rest up? So, it's raining, it's uncomfortable. For God and His people, one kezias in the Sukkos, how bad is it? One kezias in the roof. One kezias. That's all you need. Terrence, you didn't do it because it's not necessary. Because the Mutim and the Chatchila to do what I do on MTJ, and I have Kiddush, and I have an egg, and make a bar nefesh in the egg, and go home. Mutim lechatchila. That's Rav Moshe's right. Believe it or not, that's the right. It's over here. Kuf Sam of Gimel, your deck of the base. The whole thing takes a total of one page. A little less than one page. This whole Kiddush is one page.
He says that Shmuel this proves that Shmuel. You don't have to eat bread, or this proves that there's no such thing as a bracha and a talam and a fray.
Well, that's the whole point. Please, whatever you want. The whole point is that if someone asks me, someone asks me, Rabbi, what's the din? Is it mutter to have wine and eggs and make a burn of fush and go home? I would say, no. So what should I do, Rabbi? I already had wine. Yeah, strain yourself and have a kazayas of cookies. That's what I would say. But that's not what he did. Didn't bother. Zet medach. You're allowed to have wine and eggs. That's what Moshe's right. We had many other ukibas to refute the right. And Moshe says everyone is a doyfak. Either on top, he only made it for the orochim. We saw. I'm not going to repeat all the various other pirushim from yesterday. But Moshe, but all the other pirushim, they are dochak. Dochak. This is Rav Moshe's ikan akud over here in this tshuva. And he explains to Boshak that you have to make kish a second time within Suda, but it's not a bracha shein atzricha. You want to have the fruits, and later on, is there some kind of other reason? Oh, this is what Moshe says. Oh. Moshe does bring in rise to his port, and here I'd like to show you a few things. We're not going anywhere for the Bogan Abram, so can I bother you now already? Let's go on this. This is really not the main point of today's shiur, but since we have to see Bogan Abram's anyway today, so I want to show you this one first. This is a Reish Pei Tes. Rav Moshe quotes Bogan Abram in Reish Pei Tes. Let me tell you which Sivkot in a second. Reish Pei Tes. Sivkot and Dalit. Yeah, I'm sorry. While I go online here, open your Mishnah Berurah, please. To Reish Pei Tes. That's very nice music. Reish Pei Tes, and we'll see what. You have your hand up. Any question now, please.
The Gemara says that he
didn't, after. On top. He ate nothing. So don't have to eat anything. Rav Moshe didn't say you have to eat fruits. You can eat nothing too. The wine itself. That's the Sami Kutsi we said. So we made it dependent upon the Sami Kutsi versus the others. Right? Because the wine is. Right? Yeah, I'm sorry.
So, a couple of stories down, Gemara says the Af Rabba Sabre and Kiddush Omar Kusuda.
Right.
The Rabbi Kiyavina Beymar Kiyavim Kaddish Amarlan Tiyamimita Dilmada Zizlush Visa.
Right.
Isn't that exactly what Ramosha would have wanted him to do?
That's Chazar again. Hold on, it's Chazar again. What are you afraid? You have something now. Dilma, we're afraid. What's going to happen? By the time you get home, the candle will go out. You will not make Kiddush there. It'll be a disaster.
So have your kazayas now.
Right.
So that seems.
No, there will be no kiddush later on. No.
Oh, there won't be any.
No, nah, it just says. Look, it said.
All right, because he can't.
Lo mekashu b'zechilah. Thank you so much. So let's open up to Reish Pei Tes, and we'll see. Rav Moshe is such a fancy deer. Such fancy footwork over here. Your head spins. So our heads are going to spin together. Our boss is like on a carousel to figure out what Rav Moshe said. And really, is it a riot or is it not a riot? He's trying to prove his point. There's nothing wrong with doing what we just said. Having kiddush and then having fruit, even if there's no bread. Yeah, later on. You'll find later on in another place, another Gilgal, whatever, you'll find some wine and bread. You'll have it later on. What's Reish Pei Tes for those? So Reish Pei Tes, there's a situation where it's bad news. There's a great deal of poverty. We spoke about this sugya already. If there's only one cup, what do you do? We already had this discussion with one cup. What is priority? Kiddush, Abdullah, Kiddush Rabba. Not going back to the whole discussion of the Marashah with the tour. We're not going back to that right now. But just to see how it's phrased over here in the Shulchan Aruch and how it's found in the Mishnah Nebogan Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah, let's take a look together. Okay? So Reish Pei Tes, it says in Siv Beis, V'mochem Shein Yayin Motzui, Habe Shecher, V'shar Mashkin Chutz Min Amayim Chamar Medina. We'll be catching on the fine. We'll get that for now. The last point is, V'im Ein Lo Afilu Shecher V'shar Mashkin, you have nothing. This, not a single, you know what? You know where you are? You went through the security and they confiscated all your liquids. You have no liquids. You have no liquids. They say if you're a terrorist, that, no liquids, Rabbi Sam. No, you have nothing that pours. Zero. And now it's time to make kiddush. What are you doing at that point? Whatever it may be. So they let you do security like this, who knows, in the hotels. We don't know what's going on. Ochel below kiddush. You hear that kiddush, son? What are you going to do? Fast? There are no liquids allowed in this whole facility. You will not have any liquids until after the stars come out. Kach gozer hamalchus. What are you going to do? So the Shulchan Aruch says, no problem. It's a problem, but we tell you what to do. Eat without kiddush. Fine. Says the Magen Avraham, Pirish. Kshiyesh lo pas, omer hamotzi ala pas. V'osel lechol davar achat konam lechem. This is a kiddush nifle v'noirad mot. The Magen Avraham seems to be saying, you make kiddush by day on pas. Huh. Kiddush by day on pas. That's how he learns. That's how they presumably understood pshat in that rush in the tour, which we said was not pshat at all that way. I think I told you this. We went through this before? No, we didn't say it? Yeah. Better this than this. But they understood it to mean better to make what? Better to make kiddush by day on wine or on beer than to make it on bread. That's how they understood it. No! The rush meant better to make it on beer than to make hamotzi on bread, which is not kiddush at all. But the Magen Avraham, for some reason, is going with the assumption that I also sound a pseudo kiddush, even though we don't understand why it's hamotzi lechem aruch. It's fine. Right. V'im'ein lo pas. Oh, here it gets heavy. He has no, the poor guy. He has no wine, he has no drinks, and he has no bread. What's going to subsist on the rest of the day? Well, guys, we can do very well ourselves. We can imagine a worse thing than that. I have unlimited chocolate. Some of us would swoon. Who likes chocolate over here? All right, guys. I hit a raw nerve. We love a whole day just one chocolate, more chocolate, more chocolate, more chocolate. Merry dick. And all he has is chocolate. Okay? Ochel davar achat below kiddush. Okay? So, hey, guys, I can think of worse things. Einav Shabbos mamish, chocolate. Unlimited. Rabbi say, we're taking away your bread, we're taking away your wine, we're taking away everything to drink. We'll give you only chocolate till the stars come out. I'd say, you know, it's true halachically, I'm supposed to have bread, but you know, yes, if you want to really measure Einav Shabbos, you give me unlimited chocolate, it's very hard to top that. Rabbi say, many of us would just easily trade it in from our pure subjective sense of what's Einav. So that's what it says over here in the Magen Avraham. Ad kan, the Magen Avraham. Fine. Says Rav Moshe, that if you had wine and chocolate, this case not found in the Magen Avraham, right? You look at you have the Magen Avraham, it's right in front of you. You all have it right there. It's right there. Where is it? Here it is. Ochel. Ein lo pas, ochel. Dover acha below kiddush. That's as far as it goes. That's that one line. So Zok Rav Moshe, you're making a deal. What happened? The case is not discussed in Magen Avraham. I have wine or beer, and I have chocolate. What do I do then? So Moshe's medayik. If you have no pas, you eat, and you also have no wine, so you eat without kiddush. But says Moshe, what do you see from here? If you have wine or beer and chocolate, so you make kiddush and you have chocolate. It's a right word to me. Eggs, chocolate, the same thing. That's what Moshe's right. You can have kiddush and chocolate. State shuvas b'davar. One, he never said that. That's a tzaddik, which is I can easily argue with. Two, what's the second right?
I was going to say that this is like a video of the situation.
More than that. You're talking about kiddush by day. You have nothing to lose. I'll make kiddush and wine. Boy, pure girlfriend. Where's your suit? That chocolate. Chocolate doesn't count. So what I do wrong? What I lose? I have nothing to lose. But right? We're talking about by night. You're making a kaddish Shabbos. Be a bracha levatala. So for two reasons, I don't understand Rav Moshe's riot at all whatsoever. I just don't understand. Adkan Rav Moshe in this tshuva, which is again your day. There's one more paragraph by Yosef Nissim Rav Moshe, which is so telling. It's brilliant. I'm going to see Rav Moshe say, is it true? Was it hold water with this Rav Moshe's kiddush, or is it not hold water? Let's see. We'll look at it together. I'll read it to you. The whole thing is mamish one paragraph. That's why I don't know if you saw it. Chelik Dalid. Rav Moshe saying, where's my Mar Makomashi? Chelik Dalid. Nu Simon son of Gimel Anaf Beis. The open paragraph, opening paragraph. There it is. A long tshuva. Mordechai read the tshuva, at least three out of them out of the eight. I was not zeichet to finish it, but if you have some time, if you have some good thing to do, you have extra time, Yom Kippur, if you want to go over the Indian well, it's a tshuva written to his son, Rav Shalom Reuven Shlita, known as Reuven Feinstein Shlita to us today. His name is Shalom Reuven. In ear of Tav Shin Lamed Aleph. Okay, that means it was written when now Tav Shin Ayin Aleph. It's almost 40 years ago. The original tshuva that we spoke about, which was Yeridaya Simen, what we say, Kuf Samach Gimel, what we said before. Just want to get the date on that one, just for the sake of, you know, historical record. Kuf Samach Gimel. That was written in Tav Shin Chav Zayin, earlier. Okay? Fine. Let's go. Zot Rav Moshe like this. Hanochal ani azdaiti. V'tam en kiddush al v'mokam suda, islim rashbam v'toysis, v'shum d'chsiv, v'karos al d'shabas onik. V'mokam shat akori al d'shabas, k'lom v'kriya d'kiddush, shom tehei onik. Many Rishonim say that. V'mokam kriya, Shom Tehei Onik. What do you mean a medrash? Must be a medrash somewhere. I don't know if that really means that. Fine. So the Rosh says, Shmuel made it said it himself. The Ran says, Rabbi Achoy Gon said it. Fine. Again, what they quote from the Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Shultis, the Malkum Kriya, the Kiddush, Shom Tehei Onik. So also the Rashbam, and the Tosfos, and the Ram. So that's what Moshe. Mashma, Shudin al ha suda, Shetehe b'mokam akriya de kiddush, Ve'ein odin al ha kiddush, Shebemokam ha suda. B'mokam kiddush, Shom te onik, the din of the onik, the din of the suda, that the suda should be in a place where there was kiddush. But as far as the kiddush is concerned, there's no problem. This is exactly what Moshe just sold. He's pinning it on the Rashbam, the Ran, who else? Rav Acha, Tosfos, he has four Gedolei Olam who are on his side. Ach, Memela, says Rav Moshe. Nimtza Shetzorach Shei Kiddush Mevakam Suda, Kolosh Nama Shmuel, means what? You gotta do Kiddush a second time. It's not in the Kiddush, it's in the Suda. So really the truth is, according to Rav Moshe's Pshat, which he favors, it shouldn't have said, as you said yesterday, Kiddush Mevakam Suda. What should it have said? Suda Mevakam Kiddush. That's what it really says. B'makom kriya sham teyonik. Onik is the suda b'makom kish. The lashon harash. If you look at the Rosh, you see he flipped. I don't know if you noticed it. He flipped it. Rosh says the karas the Shabbos onik. B'makom onik Shom tehei kriya. Backwards. Mashma, shudim emetz sakinish, she adapt him welcome suda, who meduya kolosh na gemara. Adka. So Ramosh is murder, and the gemara is mashma like the rush. So din in kiddish. And the mokom onig shom tehei kriya, din in kiddish. The mokom, straight. Okay, whatever. Rishonim should be din in kiddish. But the problem is that the rov rishonim are against the rush. So he says, according to Ramosh, the rov rishonim also din in the what? In the suda. And according to the rush, it's a din in the kiddish. Ad kan divrei Ramosh in one sense. Now, I want to, before saying that I'm not sure Ramosh is right, I want to bring a bit of a riot there. Maybe he is right. It's against the Rif, maybe. It's against the Ran, maybe. But maybe within the Rosh and the Mordechai, it really works. What did we just say yesterday? That the Rosh, who says the Bracha Levatola, if you make Kiddush in Shul. And besides that, you know, if someone makes for other people, he's not allowed to eat, give it to Tinoch, that's whatever you do. So that's the Rosh Lashitosa. Because the Rosh is giving it to the Mokka. Rabbi, say, I don't know what I'm talking about. The Rosh is the one who said, B'makom onek sham tehei kriya, was a din in Kiddush. So therefore, Rabbi Osai, it's a din in Kiddush, you're not permitted to drink anything before you have a B'makom Suda. That's the classical problem, what everyone else in the world holds. But you know, who's the one who was making the Sami Kutzi? Who quoted the Sami Kutzi? The Mordechai. But the Mordechai was like the Rashbam. B'makom Kiddush Shom Tehei Oneg. It's a din in the Suda. So there's nothing wrong with the Kiddush in advance. You can be tired. So I had a quick blitz. I wanted to help Rav Moshe. If Rav Moshe is right, it's a machlok is the Rosh and the Mordechai, just the Kuda. You can drink before, right? The Mordechai goes to Samachutzi that yes, and the Rosh says no. The Lashitosu and the Girsa. That's what I wanted to first say, a riot to Rav Moshe. Everyone with me so far? A riot to Rav Moshe. At the Rosh and the Mordechai were the ones who are fired at the Brachal. You may drink before. It's a Moshe's question of drinking an MTJ. So the Sami Kutsi, the Mordechai says yes. And the Rosh says no. Well, the Sami Kutsi has the Gersa, the Rover Rishonim. The Mordechai has it there. And the Rosh says, yeah, the other Gersa. I want to say Shtikl Torah, that's based on Rav Moshe, Lishitosam. The problem is that you may run afoul of a number of other Gedolim, who do not necessarily hold from this Taliyah that Rav Moshe has, that it should depend upon which way you have the Rosh's Kriya Onik Kriya. Let me. Start from the very beginning. Okay? Let's start from the very beginning. We have Chidush in the Floyim. Please, it's on the Ma'am Kamas. The Rosh, I think. Simon Zion. Is it here? Not here? Well, I made a mistake. Should be here. The Rosh, Simon Zion. Take a look. The Rosh, Simon Zion. I thought I wrote it here. I didn't, but just my forgetfulness. Yes, it's of course it's here. Towards the bottom, right before Emotion. Is the Rosh Simon Zion starting Utmiyali. Okay, everybody say everyone seeing the Rosh on the Mamma comes towards the bottom. The Rosh Simon Zion Utmiyali. This is part now Simon Zion. What Simon Zion doing? That's way back at the beginning of the parrot. Yes. We spoke about the sugi a little bit. This is the guy who's Poris Mapa Makade. She's starting eating on Friday, going into Shabbos, and all kind of stuff. Utmiyali, it's right after the Korban Asanos Os Chof. Utmiyali, the Divir of Alphus. The Alkorchok Tzorach Lechom Yad Acharei Kiddush Aliyah B'de Shmuel, the main Kiddush of the Mokom Suda. The Suda She'ochal, the Suda he ate on Friday. Ein Emo Elas, the Hachshav Kiddush B'Mokom Suda. It's a Friday Suda, it's not a Shabbos like a Suda. The came in the tzorach lechol miyad. He has to eat right again. Birchas hamazon lomali the first mavel lekadosh. Why bench? You have to bench. Why bench? Birchas hamazon the first mavel lekadosh. We're not benching. I forgot the mashu yoda avi tzulul lemechel. Hakam lehavu menivre chen tzol debarach birchas hamazon. The second priest is mavel kiddush hamotzi. Period. Now what a lamed. Here's what it gets heavy. See the lamed? The im who? Who's who? Who's who? Who's who? Right. Riff. So then, the Choshev Kiddush B'Mokom Suda. Why? Kevan Shehoysa Kriya B'Mokom Oneg. Woo! The Kriya B'Mokom Oneg. V'Yafa Gav Lohoysa L'Chvot Shabbos. even though it wasn't the covered Shabbos. What does that mean? He had a meal, a Friday meal, then he had wine. He's yotzei. Says Rav, the Rosh, let me stop and leave Tamei behind. I don't like it. But the Rosh suggested within the Rif that Kiddush Malkum Suda with a Friday Suda. Now, with a Friday Suda. With a Friday Suda. What do you see? Had the Suda been the covered Shabbos, Rabosai, you would be yotzei Kiddush Malkum Suda, even if the Kiddush comes at the end. At the end. Rabbi said, this makes sense, l'chora, l'chora, according to Shita's HaRosh, as a din in Kiddush. Right? And the Kiddush, Rabbi said, has to be b'malkum suda. Where the suda proceeds or succeeds, chronologically, is open to discussion. We can pilpul about it. The Rosh didn't reject on the grounds that the Suda came first. He rejected on the grounds that the Suda's whole. And but the Suda's Shabbos first with Kiddush at the end, it would have been possibly acceptable according to Shita's HaRosh. Okay, so far so good. Because the Rosh holds what? That's Kiddush and Malkum Suda's and Din and what? In what? In Kiddush. In Kiddush. Okay, very, very nice. And look at the Gersa. The Kema Shosa Kriya. The Mokom Oneg, let's see which way it goes. Because earlier in Simon Hay, it gets a little tricky what the order is really makes a difference. The Russian Simon Hay, as we said famously before, take a look back one page in Simon Hay, where he says, in my edition, it's page Lamed Beis, column 2, narrow line 5. Sivik Haras LaShabbos Oneg, the Mokom Oneg, Shamte Kriya. The opposite of all the other Rishonim, the Mokom Kriya Shamte Oneg, right? That's the line that we had quoted earlier. Here he says Shoyse Kriya B'Mokom Oneg, and here he says Oneg B'Mokom Kriya. So you get an impression that they're almost interchangeable, Rabosai, interchangeable. And after all, the Rif, what's the gears of the Rif? Because the Rif Poshup Shad had the first blush in the Rashbam. But Malkam Shikaros Hashem Teyonik. That's what the Rif said. But Malkam Shikaros, let's take a look at the Rif. Take a look at it. Don't trust me in anything. But the Rif had the Gears, not the Rosh's Gears. The Rif had the Rif's Gears. Rif came first. Let's take a look. Everyone look inside on the Rif, please. Please look inside on the Rif. In my edition, it's on page Nunches. She says in the middle, Yishaya Nunches Yud Gimel, Naftorah for the Shabbos, Yom Kippur, Ein Kiddush, Al B'malkum Suda, my time is of Siv, B'karosa, La Shabbos Oneg, B'malkum Shekarosa, Shom Te Oneg. Now, according to Rav Moshe, what does that mean? The din in the Suda. If it was the din in the Suda, how can we defend the Rif that if you have a Friday meal and you have Kiddush afterwards, it's okay? That's ridiculous. It's absurd on its face. It's obviously then in the Shabbos meal, not in the Friday meal. So in the fact that the Rosh is willing to defend the Rif, yay, he thinks it's actually a great Svara. But it's otherwise defensible, even though the Rif had the Girsa what? The classic Rashbam Girsa, you see claw against Rav Moshe. That even according to the Girsa of the Malkum Kriya Shom Teonik, it might still be then in Kiddush. How can it be then in Suda? This is a very good point. Seems to me, therefore, that even though they have the gears of Rov Rishonim, it might still very well be a din in Kiddush. The Rav Moshe's Tliya in the Gersos is not compelling. Let's discuss the Ran for a minute, Rav Osai. The Ran. Okay, let's take a look at the Ran. The Ran can be found over here a little bit later on. Both, let's take a look on the Ran. Where is it? The Ran in my edition is page Samach, the very end. In the other edition, it's page Chof Amid Beis, from what I can tell. Quoting Mokuf Beis Amid Beis, Kos Rishon Mavarak Ol Birchas Hamazon, Vasheni Omar alav Kiddush Hayom. The af al pi she'eino ochel klal liyacha Kiddush Hayom. Kevan she'gomu sham sudasam mokum sudim ikri. In real life, Kiddush mokum sudim when the sudim came first. Not on Friday, right? On Shabbos. The Ran says so. Wait a second. But earlier, the Ran had the Gisa Sarif. But Malkum Kriya Sham Teonik. So again, you see, against Rav Moshe. You see, here it's a din in Suda, Pashtus. Even though the Ran had the Gisa of the Rashbam and the Rif, there's only one big problem. The Ran himself says in Shabbos, the Testament base, other mitzvahs d'oraisa, if you start beheter, you don't have to stop. Kiddush is different. Why? Pores Mapa Makai. And I'll give you a verbatim quote from the Ran in Masechta Shabbos of Testament Beis. Quote: Haynu Taima Mishum the Kiddush Vemakom Suda Umikame Suuda Askin. You have to have the Kiddush before the Suda. So nothing to do with Rav Moshe's old Tshuva. It's a steer in the Ran. Here he says you can have the Suda before the Kiddush, and in Shabbos he says you have to have the Kiddush before the Suda. So the Achronim answer as follows. There's no other way out there, to my knowledge. And that's a din lechatchila, Rabosai. The din lechatchila is poris mamam mekadesh, so that all that you eat should be considered Shabbosdik, coming after Kiddush. But the Ran over here is a din b'di'evit. You completed your Suda, make Kiddush afterwards, yotze Kiddush v'malkam Suda. So what does that mean? What's makev? Only the din that the Kiddush should be with the Suda before or after the Miyakev. And the Kiddush should be before the Suda is not Miyakev. That's the case, Rabbi Sai. We can defend Rabbi Moshe a little bit and say as follows. But Malkum Kriya Sham Teonik is a din is Suda, as Rabbi Moshe insists. Because even the Ran agrees as a din of Chatchila. The Kiddush should come before the Suda, so that the whole Suda should be, if you will, a Shabbos Dika Suda. Maybe the Rif also holds a two dinim, perhaps. So we can somehow defend Rav Moshe a little bit. But the Pashup Shab is that it's not considered Hobo Ataya, so it's against the whole thesis of Rav Moshe. Adkan, I spoke a little bit quickly. I just want to look it up in the Sefer. It's page Reish Ayin. You can see it at your leisure. Fine. Adkan, this Nakut. So now we come to a very, very important source, which you all have in front of you. It's on the Maamar Kamos. The question is, what did he say, and how do we pass it? Rabbi, I asked you to also the Shulta Giborim. It's a Nun Ches Sifkot Beis. In the old edition, Chof Amin Aleph Sifkot Aleph. Okay, and as soon as he sees, he's going to write to the Mishnah Berurah where it's going to be quoted, and we'll see if it stimps, if it's the same thing, it's compatible. Let's take a look, Rabbi. Okay, Nun Ches Sifkot Beis or Chof. What did I say before? Chof Amin Aleph Sifkot Aleph. Okay, Lashon Riyas. V'nira v'enai, everyone with me? This is very important. V'nira v'enai, shem kidesh v'mokom suda, v'hischil lecho, u'kova haner, v'chaka cholach v'ochol suda v'mokom acher, yotza v'kidesh arishin. What? 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 What did you say? Yotza, the first kiddush? You had nothing there. You don't understand what you want. What? Sorry. Oh, so we'll see what. Excuse me. You have a question? Sorry.
Can we compare this case
to Mikutonis? What? Just make Kiddush again? There's enough wine in the new house. Hold on. Hold on a sec. I'm sorry. I jumped the gun. I'm sorry. V'chein am ayorotzo lecho minei megodin v'bayesa. What's minei megodin mean? Nash, right? V'ol ayorotzo lecho ikas udosin v'bayesa acher. Mikadesh v'mokom sh'ochel achila harishona. V'ain't tzorech lekadesh b'mokom suda shnia, v'shekol suda Shabbos chashuvi, v'afilu suda saroi, suda kevei nech Shabbos b'Shabbos. Look at Trumas Perkav Mishnah Gimel. V'lo b'kiddush harishon. Excuse me. V'yotza b'kiddush harishon. Now, what does it mean? What does it mean in Megadim? What does it mean? Give me an example. We have so many kinds of foods that we have. Is it bread? What do you say? No. Is it cake? The assumption of the poskim is it means even fruits, right? The garden means sweets. Will be megan, right? Who was listening to the names? We got Karni Reim, I told you about. You heard Karni Reim again this morning? You heard we heard Megan many times, right? How many times? Four times? How many times did we Megan this was one of them? Who was paying attention to the Kriya Hirah's one? Megan. A few times, right? So the Megana means sweets. Chocolate! What could be sweeter than that? That's a Pashup Shak. I thought about a Raman circus. We'll see some. Now, before going any further, I'm stopping in the middle for a reason. I'm showing the Mishnah Brewer in Simon Reish Ayin Gimel, Sivkotin Chavav. Now everyone look inside. Reish Ayin Gimel, Mishnah Brewer, Sivkotin Chavav. Okay, keep your hand here. We're coming back. Reish Ayin Gimel, Mishnah Brewer, Sivkotin Chavav. Says in the Chavav Beferish. We'll come. Kosva Gaonim. We have to study this very carefully as we go. Hod and Kirish of the Malcolm Suda, Philo Hochel Dava Muad, Oshasa Kos Yayin, Shechayaval of Brocha, Yotze de Kirish Malcolm Suda. The Gomer Sudas of the Malcolm Acha. The Dak Ochal Lechem Oshasa Yayin. Aval Ochal Paris, Lo. Rabbi say Paris are no good. There's no Kirish Malcolm Suda by Paris. It doesn't go. Mishta Bruchava, Paris Lo. The Hey Minim Nikra Mazen, the Yayin Soad Alev. Aval Shar Devarim, I feel like I'm in Harvey, I had a whole box of chocolate. Ain't no chosh of suit of cloud. If you have kocha, mashanog, and let up the mace, cost no meal of it, ain't some kissing in Akar Kiddush, there's no past kissing, okay. Rock me in the begotten chocolate or eggs or Moshe, whatever. Ain't no litum shom cloud, not like a Moshe. Don't drink and don't eat anything. For those saga, the mashanog, the kaddish, the kaddish, the color coast. Absolute mousing reveals. The zemahani rak the shows at the lola, okay? Fine, atka. Never push it. You're not going to eat. Rabbi say, I think as someone person once said, let him eat cake. That's it. Nothing else will do. Because if you have nothing, you want to have luxury kugel, fine. It doesn't be dafka cake. Has to be min dover when you make an alamich. Nothing less will do. Sure. Vihine vishulta giborim kosa. Look inside. The av peperis dai the calls to the Shabbos nechsheves keva. Achdaz aturva shavanar ikon. The Shulchan Gibor says, no, can have chocolate. Achim Cholash Libok is Memal. What's Memal mean? Who's Memal? Mogan Avram. That is true. It's a Mogan Avram right there in Simon Reish Ayin Gimel. Those who have a Mogan Avram can look it up. It's in, I believe, Sivkotin Yud Aleph. That's exact, and it's quoted quite faithfully by the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkotin Chavav. Okay. Mikomakom is also from the Mogan Avram. He says, "Im cholash libo k'tzas." Okay, "Im cholash libo k'tzas." I'm sorry, this is not Mogan. This is the Mishnah himself. "Ve'ein lo ata mechamesh esaminim liso acharakos." Das eiz achronim di'esh lismoch al hashul de giborim b'shachris, avo b'layla v'arim lismoch alav the shari apostle must feel the kavasim. All right, in the morning you rely upon him. Not at night. Who said so? Chayodam, El Yerabah. I'm willing to rely on the Shulchan Giborim in a pinch. Okay. We can understand. Shitas Yochid. Now, why is the day more cold than the night? Many reasons. Number one, the night's the Raisa, the day is the Rabbanan. Number two, the Raivin. It's not going to Raivin. The Raivin said, there's nothing wrong with eating before Kiddush by day. Nothing wrong with it. That was the famous rabbi. It's not really kiddish. This is what the Mishnah Berurah passes over here based upon the Mogan Avraham. Okay, everybody say? Can anybody quibble so far? So far, it's a perfect read. Everything's great. Only one problem, I'll say. The last few lines in the Shulchan Gibor. For some reason, the Mogan Avraham didn't quote them. The Mishnah Berurah probably didn't quote them. It seems to me, if you look at the last few lines, it says exactly the opposite. Let's read the last few lines. You can't stop in the middle. What are the last few lines in Shulchan Gibor? V'alasuda hashnia mevarech bar priagefen v'achakach ochel sudaso kederach sha'ose besuda sayom. What's this mean? On the suda shnia, until my Friday night, you can make again bar priagefen, and then you eat the suda, the full suda, as you do by then. For some reason, this didn't make the cut. Into the citation of the what? Of the Mogan Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah. What do you see? The other way around. The other way around. You're not yotze the kiddush the first time around. You have to say that two dinim in kiddush malkum suda, right? Two dinim. Like we said before, there are two dinim. But according to the shulte, they're both the yikuvah. What are the two dinim? Rabbi said, what are the two dinim? From the perspective of kiddush malkum suda b'din kiddush, the shulte gibor holds enough to have peres. From this perspective of kiddush malkum suda b'din suda, then of course you have to have the suda, you have to have the bread. Tzvei dinim. They're both market, Bipshuta. They're both market. No, but of course, Rav Osai, this would still save Rav Moshe. Right?
This is almost like
Manish, like Rav Moshe. Right? This is save Rav Moshe. What do you do? Shulta Gibor. What do you do? You have wine, Mina Begodim. Right? Make a burn of fashion, Mina Begodim. And go home and make Kiddush again and have bread. Not so bad. But no one said you're allowed to do it. All the Bishabruah said, the Bishah Sadcha Godol is starving, if you're going to faint. You're cholish, leave a cholish, have a heart problem. So then you can rely on this. Rabbi Moshe, Baruch Hashem, was healthy. You know, he didn't stop. That's the, yes, I'm sorry.
Even the Shulta Gibor himself is talking about a case of Kavlan
Whatever, it's a case, not Lechatchila. Put it this way, not Lechatchila. Rabbi Osa. To save time, we're going to just not go into this at greater length. I'm going to make one comment over here. One comment, I think it's a very important comment. The Mishnah Berurah, as we saw, distinguishes between day and night, in which direction? The night is more chamer, and day is more kal. I give you two reasons why. One, night is the rising, day is the rabban. And two, the way the Mishnah Berurah has it, Mishnah Berurah has it, according to Shulta Giborim, you yotze the chiyuv kiddush, kiddush v'makom suda, completely with Paris. No need to make kiddush again. There, you can be more makel bayom, of course. But according to what we said before, they have some two dinim. What are two dinim? One, kiddush v'makom suda, which is dinim kiddush, it's enough to have Paris. Two, kiddush v'makom suda, dinim suda, which has to have pas. I want to say the opposite. There were two dinim at night. At night there were two dinim. Kiddush v'makom suda midin kiddush. It's enough to have peiros from both sides. You also kiddush that way. Mekadesh haShabbos. And then later on you go home and have bread with a little extra wine to be yotze kiddush v'makom suda v'makom midin suda. But Rav Osai in the daytime there is no din according to this understanding. There is no din that of kiddush. B'makom suda midin kiddush. It's not really kiddush. It's only midin what? Midin suda. And it's midin suda. We can argue. You have to have dafka what? Dafka have to have pas. There is no other din. Potentially. Again, potentially. There is no other din. There is no other din. Where do I get this from? I got this idea. I give credit where credit is due. If you don't like it, you say blame where blame is due. Your choice. I won't call it credit. When I was looking at Rabbeinu David, Rabbeinu David discusses this a little bit himself. As a footnote. Now, this Rabbeinu David was in a Ksav Yad. No one had it. Came up for the first time, I think, in the 70s, if I'm not mistaken. Ma'adur Rishon, a Tav Shin Lamed Ches. Rabbi Sai, I took Pesachim in the first time I said, Shiva, you're not going to believe it. I started in Elul Tav Shin Lamed Ches. My first time teaching Pesachim. It was Kamoti Shola Rav. It was a brand new Sefer. We live, we breathe with the Sefer. We're so grateful to its editor, a major Talmud Chacham. His name is Harav Avram Shoshana from the Telz Yeshiva Cleveland. I think he's still in the Telz Yeshiva, still putting out more and more Svarim. But this made a name for him. This is an incredible find. Yotzi La'or Rishonu Ksaviyad from some Roman library. It was unknown, Rabbi Osai. It was not printed. It's the Talmud of the Ramban. No, figure it out. Talmud of the Ramban. He lived in the 13th century. It was for 700 years. It was hidden. No one knew about it. And the year I learned Pesachim was right out of the press. This is unbelievable. Safe, but now it's already 30 plus years later. It's still unbelievable. We got used to it. But we have a tremendous debt of gratitude to the person, this great Talmud Chacham who founded the Skaviyah, who edited the Skaviyah. And he put beautiful footnotes on the bottom. You know, something footnotes are uneven. You know, somehow bigger Talmid Chacham, whatever. But he is a major Talmud Chacham. His footnotes are really very beautiful. So I'm going to read you a line from his footnote in Daf Kuv Vav Amud Aleph, footnote 21. What happens? The Rabbeinu Dava said as follows. We discussed Rabbeinu Dava before. What's the nature of Kiddush Rabbah? What's the nature of Kiddush Rabbah? He says like this. It's not a real Kiddush. You don't say Yotze Motzi. No. No. According to this, Poshet Ein Leser Olav Achila V'Peres V'Mina Tagim Akkod V'Kiddush Tayyam. Like the Ravid. Right? No problem with eating before. 21. It's a short footnote. L'fishidas Rabbeinu Nireh. Shekiddush L'Yom Eino Ela B'Mokom Kviya Suda Gemura Ala Pas. We think the Rabbeinu David is the biggest makel in Kiddush by day. No, says the footnote. He's also comes out of Chumrah. Because if there's an independent din of Kiddush, then you can have cake. And according to some, you can even have fruits. We have that unique sheep. But if you tell me it's only the din of Kviyas Pas, Suda Shel Shabbos, Alayayin, that's all it is, it has to be Pas. Now, Rabbeinu David himself would say, it's a big deal you follow Rav Moshe and MTJ, there's no Isur Tima. But since we hold there is an Isur Tima, that's Halacha Psuka. And if you're going to also say this twist, that the nature of Kiddush of Kiddush by day, it says, Kviyas Suda, Alayayin, has to be Pas, can end up that with respect to the Shulta Gibram's combination of having first a Kiddush with chocolate and then another Kiddush with bread, it may work at night and not by day. At night it works because it's a Chal Hashem Kiddush. So therefore, Kiddush with chocolate is okay. But when it comes to by day, there is no din Kiddush really. It's only a din of Kviyas Ha'ikar Pas Shel Shabbos Suda. Al Ayayin, so then you're going to have that bread, won't be worth chocolate. It could be the flip side of the Mishnah Berurah. Again, the Mishnah Berurah understood that the Shulta Gibram held. Yotze, Kiddush Ha'ikar Suda with the chocolate itself, he's more makel by day than by night. Very understandably, as we said before. If you hold, no, that's not what he said. So you have to have Kiddush and Malkum, Kiddush and chocolate for the din of Kiddush, Malkum Suda. Then you have to have bread again for the din of Suda, Malkum Kiddush. So then, din of Suda, so then you can argue that's only by night, because there exists an independent din of Kiddush, irrespective of Suda. But by day, when it doesn't exist, you would not be allowed to have the Kiddush and chocolate followed by a Kiddush and Chal later on in a different place. I'm just making a suggestion. It could be the exact flip side of the Mishnah Berurah. So potential. On both sides, this is what I'm suggesting over here. Lalo. Now, how do we paskin in this entire discussion? How do we paskin in this issue? Take a look at the Shaarei Teshuva that I asked you to see. Take a look at the Shaarei Teshuva. He tells you Minig Olam. Minig Olam. You know, open your Mishnah Berurah to the Shaarei Teshuva. And we'll see what the Minig Olam is. I believe it's on the Marma comments, if I'm not mistaken. In Sifhe. Tell us the Minig Olam. I think it's true to this day. It's Minig Olam. It's Shari Shuvah Simon Reshah and Gimel Sifhe. In my edition, it's page Nun Gimel in the Mishnah Berurah. Mechavis at Peiros Lo. Good. He quotes the Ginnetz Verodim. Befak Beit B'masha Ochlin Pas Kisnin B'malkam Sudah. They would have Kiddush and then have cake. Mice and Machayom and every shul in the country. Because Kev and Shagon and make Kilo Mishdias Kos. The Gaon will even make, they'll have what? To have just, we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, even a Kos is enough. Lo Gora Pas Kisnin. Cake is no worse than a cup of wine. Because of Brika Yosef. Do Idna Nog Alma Bipshitus Lechel Pas Kisnin Achar Kiddush Hayom Biyom Ulevarach Men Gimel. The achas man soadim. What do you mean soadim? You have the meal. Anything before the meal? Huh? Yes or no? This is every week. You go to shul, they give you some shul. Everybody says, how many of you have in your hometown shuls have a kiddush every single Shabbos? Almost half the guys. We live in people come to shul. The way to a man's heart is through his stomach. So that's how the shuls get attendees, by making a kiddush every week. So on a weekly basis. A guy will go to shul, everyone's in family's entirely at shul, and they'll have kiddush, they'll have some cookies, they'll make it a michin, al priya gofen, etc. And they go home. What happens then? Achakach soad, man soad, them at home. Simple read of the Shari Tshuva is without kiddush again. That's Pashim Shah. That they rely upon. She just had the owner of the Kaaba Choma to pass kiss. Good enough? Good enough? Good enough? Ach, my shenor, the melech of Beis Choson, the vila, of Eishav Kisnach, Kisnach, rach, meaning we go to the Kaaba. Ain't no litum shem klal. Don't have coffee and chocolate. Well, sag my shem kaj used to call coast the dasa gonim. Choshem kisur that on the shows at some to be so it's called the nishnu ruba feish. Adka. Rabbi say that's the minig olam. That's the minig olam. That's the minig olam. What do you see, Rabbi say? Kiddush v'mokam suda is a din in what? In kiddush, not in suda. Because had it been a din in suda, you have to go home again and make kiddush a second time. Because you're not with the pasha, you're not being yotze yikir, you're suda Shabbos with cake. No way. Do you see the Tosfos? It's not our Indian right now. We don't have to discuss it. But look at one half a peak in the Tosfos in the back of that Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph. Just a half a peak. Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph. Tosfos. Te'imu midi. What do you mean? Mitimas lechem. You have to have bread. The first medium-sized line in the Tosis, Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph, the Moel Mini Tagima, which probably means either cookies or maybe it means meat or fish, maybe even fruit. Lahashim Gibel Sudas Shabbos Kol B'Sukkah, Haimadaka B'Sudas Shlishis, Avalov B'Sudas Arvus V'Shachas, and Mikkel Shabbos. That's the three days and the 4 days in Shulchan Aruch, Sadi Aleph, what the Afrin Shalosh is. Is it bread? Is it cookies? Is it meat and fish or even fruit? But not the first two meals. So how can you tell me, how can Minig Olam, we do, we go to shul, we make kiddush and we have cookies, and we go home and we just wash. Obviously it's not in the suda, it's only in the kiddush. Obviously. Because otherwise it's no good, you have to make kiddush a second time. Therefore it's very difficult to rely on Rav Moshe. Very difficult, Rav Moshe seems to say the other way around. Very difficult, very difficult. And we saw the Ramah passage that the Rambam spoke before. Take a look at the Ramah, Siman Reish, Ayin Aleph, Sivov. Just again for a second. That's the Rambam spoke about before. He admits of the possibility that you can have Kiddush and Malkum Suda after the Suda. Take a look, the Ramah. It's a Machloik, this is the Ramah. This is the third, the last line of the Ramah in three lines up, in page Mem Zayin, Amun Aleph. It's a Machloik, is Yesh Machlokas, he says, about a certain thing. And the Gam is not a Machlokas. Im Sarach Lecho Mat Achar Kiddush, Kadesh Kiddush Makam Suda. It's a Machlokas. Ramah doesn't say, Mishnah Berurah Lamed Beis, the Yesh Omrim, the Kevin Shachal Beitchil Avi Kiddush Makam Suda, Shemain Sarach Lecho, Rebbein Shalom! What does that prove, the Chara? It's a din in the Kiddush. The Suda already happened before. Right. And that day, that's the round of Das Yiftah we saw earlier. It's not rejected by the Mishnah Berurah. Pashtus is the din and Kiddush only. So it's very difficult to rely on Rav Moshe halacha lemaisa. Those who do, they not have the God of the Dor on their side. Pashtus, we don't follow the Shulta Gibor. And not the way it's quoted by the Bogan Rav, only quoted part way. And therefore, I rest my case. So if emergency, yes. But less than emergency, I would not recommend it. I wouldn't recommend it. What about the minig olam to rely upon cake as opposed to bread? That will come to short. Fine. I want to discuss these gaonim, Rav Osai. Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkaton Chav Beis. The gaonim said, this is very important, extraordinarily important, to discuss what the gaonim had to say on this very nekuda. This is really one of the most important parts of the Shia. And there's one more, also very important part of the Shia. I mean, in my mind, what's more important than everything they're all with their mind. Till now, we spent an hour. The main part we just said we quote Rav Moshe, and at the end of the day, we're not happy to follow him, even though he's the God of Ladar. Try to explain why Shita may exist. Do you want to be a snazzy right to Rav Moshe's clear from the Rosh and the Mordechai Shitasa? At the end of the day, it doesn't seem to pan out with the Ran, with the Rif. Let's say the two dinim. Two dinim, one's the Ikuva, one's not the Ikuva. Called the Shulta Gibor, the two dinim with the both Likuva, and they people left out the last half of the Shulta Gibor, and it sounds from the Shulta Gibor's car to din in Suda, excuse me, to din in Kiddush, And that's the Ram, and then that's quoted by the Ramah, the Mishmur Lamed Beis, like it happened at the end, then in Kiddush, so it's hard to rely on Ramah, it didn't suit them. Okay, Adka. Now I've also come to the Golden Sheep. Yes, sir.
We said people who go to shul for Koyotze, Kishma Masuda with their Kiddush and cake at shul. If everyone, now they're having a meal an hour later, they can is there a problem with them making Kiddush at their meal?
They may. The question is whether they must.
They're allowed to.
Why not? Bar Pagafe. I like wine. We'll discuss in a few minutes. Is that the right thing to do? Right? It's not the Vinig Olam, that's clear. Is it the right thing to do? That we'll be discussing as we go along. So what did Golem say? Wine itself suffices for Kiddush B'Mokom Suda. Take a look over here if you don't mind. The Golem sheet. Look at the Mishnah Berurah of Kan Chav Beis. Resh Ayin Gimel Sivkot Mechav Beis. Okay. How much wine must you drink? Shasek Kos Yayin Shechayim Alav Bracha. What does that mean? Mishnah Berurah Chav Beis. Hayinu Kashir Revius Shechayim Alav Bracha Achrona. V'sosna V'chavik Kan Kedas HaPoskim to the Bracha Achrona Tzorach Shir Revius Davka. Who said so? Rabbi Kivega earlier in Kuf Tzadi Siv Gimel. How did Rabbi Kivega know the word Revius is not found anywhere in Shulchan Aruch Sifrei? How did Rabbi Kivega know that we're talking about a Revius? How do you know? So in my opinion, you know how he knows? He knows from the Magen Avraham Sifkaton Ches. Shechayev Olav Brocha. Okay. Shechayev olav bracha. Says the Magen Avraham. Pirish hashasa revius shechayev bracha achrona. But he brought a riot. V'chein mashiv v'psachim kuf aleph amen aleph. What happens? He tells it to look at Tosfos. Tosfos says over here, Rabosai, Tosfos, Rav Yochanan Omar, Afri de Yayin Yotzu. Take a look at Tosfos, Rav Yochanan. We're going to take a look there. Umayrush sheshosu bebeis hakneses. They drank wine in shul. Afal gabdolin kiddush yotzu b'shmiyah kapirush liel. In yayin lo potar. Elen ken shosak da'avi hefsek. Etc. So what is Tosfos saying over there? That we're talking about they drank in shul. And nonetheless, they were not yotzu kiddush. The drinking of the wine in shul is not enough. The Rebbeinu Shalom, the Gaonim are against the Gemara. The Pashup Shad of the Gemara is, they drank the wine in Shul, and it's not sufficient for Kiddush Shemakom Suda. So what in heaven's name are the Gaonim talking about? What's going on? How can it be? But basically the Taz asks the question. The Taz is, Kol Kiddush lo yitztarach lishus Shemakom Suda, lo tzarach lishus v'lo lugbom. Ha! You have to, Rabbi Yisai, you have to have melolugbum of the wine. So it's impossible to construct the case of kiddush lo makom suda. The minute you have the melolugbum to be on to the kiddush, it's already had itself as a suda. Answer the Magen Avraham. No, you have to have a revius. Yes, sir.
I mean, don't Tosfos, the Bali Tosfos, hold that for
kiddush
you need
kid melolugbum,
which is less than
revius? Whatever it may be. Melolugbum is presumably less than revius. Right.
No, I think it doesn't in Yuma say.
What's the difference? Less than Revius is enough. That's what we pass in Allah. Rob Revius, approximately. So the question will be, so the answer is, no, you need a full Revius. And you're not going to drink a full Revius. So that being the case, if the Magen Avraham, or both sides, listen carefully. The Magen Avraham is correct, right? So Al Korchenu, in our case, he had a Yachtav Revius. Okay? So what it says over there, the Shulchan Aruch mentions in passing, Kos Yayin Shechayim Alav Bracha, in passing, he's teaching us that a revius is Chayim Bracha, and not less. What does not less mean? What other Shirim are there that starts with revius? Who knows how many Shirim there are in the Hilchos Bracha Chorah? What possibilities are there inside the revius? I can think of, I think, three more. Kazayas.
Lulubav.
Kibetza. The three other shirim, right? In ascending order, they would probably be that way. Kazayas, Lulubav, and Kibetza. Because Kazayas is smallest. Lulubav is about a row of revius, and the Kibetza is 2/3 of a revius. Revius is based on Nachza. In ascending order. We reject all those three shitas in favor of the shita of revius proper. That's what Mickey Vega says over here. Can't prove it, can you? Maybe it's a kibetza. It's a kibetza. Shasa kos yayin shechayav lebo, which is a kibetza, which is also more than a malugma. It's not a raya brewer, because assuming that malugma is a row, but a kibetza is 2/3. Again, I'm just quibbling a little bit. Okay, fine. Adka. Comes the Taz and wants to say, you need a malugma plus a revius. The malugma for the kiddush, and an additional, hey, guy who likes wine, an additional revius for the Suda. Not enough for one revius, no. You need a malugma for the kiddush, and an additional revius. An additional revius. Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. You don't have a Taz, but you have a Mishnah Berurah. Okay. Please look. The Mishnah Berurah. Rav Prima Godem et Sade. Yeah, it's on that Taz. Da filu im noma de ba'alma de lebroch achrona in tzorek revius. Linen shtia, linen shein nikra kwa kishma ngasuda. Lo choshev pochos mi revius yayin. And a revius yayin over and above the original malugma. So that's what the Taz seems to say. Fine. So far, so good. Well, how do you explain the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch? The go the top line of the next page. Nun gimel amanav top line. The gomer sudaso v'mokom acher. What does that mean? What does that mean? Mishnah Berurah Chav Dalet. V'sham einu tzarach levaricha unalakos. Korosh Yisro. Talk for Yotzi de Kiddush. Beferish. We Yotzi de Kiddush with the wine. And now, all you have to do is have your Suda. Who said so? Mogen Avram. The Mogen Avram. Comes Rabbi Kiveger with a fascinating comment. I'll read it to Rabbi Kiveger. I'll just read it to you verbatim so you don't have it. I'll read it to you verbatim. There's Rabbi Kiveger on this thing. Ayin bedrisha li'el simen reish samach tes. Tells you to look in parentheses sifkot and gimel. Shekasav the zeho dafka l'shidas harambam barashvam l'chol zayin minim tunim mitbroch le'achreim b'mkoma v'shubochi havimokam suda havikvias. It's a machlokas later on in the suga. Again, we have no time, but just for 1 minute, just not much for a minute, on Kuf Aleph Amid Beit. I mentioned it to you a little bit yesterday. That's because we are Ashkenazim. You didn't understand what was going on yesterday with that Nakuda. Take a look over here, Abosai. It is the sugya of what? The sugya of Shina Mokam requires a new bracha. Says the as follows. Rav Chista says, halfway down, Kufalaf of the base, Ho, the Amish Shina Mokam Tzor Levarech, Lo, Amor, and Abed Varm, Shain Tun, the bracha, Achrem, and Koman. Abed Varm, Shain Tun, the bracha, Achrem, and Koman, Ein Tzor Levarech. My time are the famous words. Lekiva kama hoda. Critical phrase. You can go back to the original kviyas. I give a mushel. You have a string tied around your foot. If you go into the forest, always tie a string around your foot. You have to always come back. So if I have to come back to make a brocha krona, there's a string tied around my foot. Even though I went outside, I never really left. A string? That's the svar of Rav Chista. Rav Sheshe says no. Echadzeh, vechadzeh, sarach levar. We mentioned this yesterday briefly, Rav Sheshe's opinion, which the riff up is a pasnak. We Ashkenazim followed the Ramah and the opinion of Rav Chista. Adka. But the question becomes, what is Ton Broch Achrem Koma? What is Ton? I can think of three different possible criteria. As a matter of fact, the Shulchan Aruch that I asked you to see in the last line of the Makaros quotes all three. In Simen Kuf Ayin Ches Siv Hey Yesh Omrim Sheshivas Aminim Tunim Broch Achrem Koma V'yesh Omrim Davka Min Daga. The Yeshamu Dafka Pass. There are three different shitas. Now, where wine fits in is tricky. Is wine better than stam grapes? That's a question. That's what the sugya very complex. I mean, the sugya not for now. I don't have a chance to do it right now. Okay, this is what it says over here. So the Drisha says that the Gaonim of the Shittasa, they hold the first opinion. Kufayin Chesifay Yesh Omrim Ol Shiva Saminim. Who said so? Rambam. That's Rashbam. Okay, and apparently the Gaonim hold that way as well. Okay. Does the Drisha have a right? It's a good question. Let's look it up. I have it in front of me. Let's be Dairish in the Drisha. Reish Samech Tes. Drisha Gimel. Hold on. Drisha Gimel. He just says it. Hagon is Tzviluk HaRashbam the Yayin of Midvar Matzrich and Brocha B'mkoman. As opposed to those who say no. Yain is like fruits. In other words, he really four shittas. Fruits. In other words, I don't know. I can't tell from here. There could be enough to have grapes, enough to have wine, enough to have cookies, enough to have bread. Now, the Gaon of Sfiluk according to this have to have wine. But I'm not sure what they say about grapes. It's the same. It's not over here right now. It's supposed to suggest the Drisha. Whether they have a source for it, I cannot answer. I read it. They just said it. You have to look in Kufay and Ches in the Beis Yosef and see if the Gaonim are quoted have any particular opinion in this controversial matter. Okay, fine. Who fights it out? So the Rashbam over here and the Kuf Aleph Amud Beis. I want to just look for a second. Avol Dvarim to the Rashbam in the 10th wide, medium sized line. What requires Bimkoman? Kolama Brachah Chashuvim Pneiato. Tzrichim b'mkoma kagon shiva saminim the ugar v'yishon. The often the Rashbam, says the Farish, even shiva saminim require brocha achreim b'mkomam. However, the Rosh disagrees. Again, we don't have time to read it by Arichas. The Rosh disagrees. Now, what according to the Rosh requires brocha achreim b'mkomam? It says as follows. Open up the Rosh, Simen Vav, it's on page Lamed Gimel, with a small hay of the Korban Asanalis. Ha damet shine bakot, tell the Baruch, lo amar nabadar m'shein tu m'brach v'em kovan. Kigon, it's two words. Peros v'yayin. Yayin, according to the Rosh, is not tu m'brach v'em kovan. So the Rosh and the Gonim are incompatible. Ad kan divre, the Drisha, quoted by Rabbi Kiv Eger in our, that's all he quotes from the Drisha. So I saw them, what Kudra says, he should have quoted the Prisha. Now in this edition, when the Rabbi Gita says Drisha, they tell you look on the Drisha and the Prisha. There were two different svarim written by the same author, one next to the other. I'm not sure which one is which, why he divided, it's not completely clear. He tells him as Akdam a little bit. Prisha said Kodim Dalit, Dimamasvil Mihu. So I looked at the Prisha, and there he has sings a whole different tune. A whole different tune, and Rabbi Kiveger left out that part of the tune. He only quoted the Drisha, didn't quote the Prisha. Again, I'm reading, it's a long quote in the Prisha Sifkot and Dalet. I'm reading you a little bit of it. Miu, the Gaonim said, that's going to go to the Rashbam. Okay, fine. And therefore, I'm reading the next line. L'chein dino, im shosa echad b'mokom zeh, yochol leilich l'chatchila b'mokom acher v'lishtos, but according to the Re, no, the halicha of Mkoma is Hesach Adas, like by Paris. Says the Prisha here, Rabosai, only that helps according to the Gaonim is not to do what we do. Let's say you're in shul and you have wine and you finish and you take a nap. I mean, when I was young, it's called hashkamah minyan. Not to get less sleep, to get more sleep. Yeah, more sleep because I get up early. My father wakes me up. I go to hashkamah. I'm 1, 2, 3. Then I go back to sleep for 3 hours while they're ploitering in the long minyan. So I'd go home, I'd have Kiddush, let's say I have a wine. I'd follow the going. I I sleep for 3 hours. Then they wake me up, you know, groggy eyes. Oh, yeah, yeah, well, now I'm washing. Now, that's not going to help the way they snap shot the golden. Not the fact they learn that yayin itself is what? Good enough for Kishon Makom Sur. It's a whole new shot. All it means is that since the wine is chashuv, when you now leave and go to the next house and have bread, it's not going to say that's a das. But if I sleep for 3 hours, or it's a mile away, and I'm doing other things, then it would be a problem. A whole new pshat, Rabbi Osai. A whole new pshat. Nafkimi halacha lemaisa. Does anyone know somebody who's gluten intolerant? You know anyone like that?
Yeah.
So what do we tell them? Rely on the gonim. Right? What do the gonim say? You have grape juice. You have follow the Taz's version. You have a little lugma of grape juice. You have another reverse of grape juice. Gavaldik. So you have 5 ounces of grape juice. Mazel tov. But according to what we're saying now, it doesn't help one bit, according to the gonim. They only said, if you then go home and have cookies or they have cake, have bread, it's going to work. But this guy can't do that. He's gluten intolerant. So I'm not going to rain on his party. Let's just hope that the preacher is wrong, shouting the golden. But you know, you get to one, then maybe he's really right. Because they do make a big deal, you know, the meal later on, maybe it's like, I just have to meal off Hilchas Suda. Meal off Hilchas Kiddush. Because otherwise, if I was saying, the Lashon of the Mechaber, in Reish Ayin Gimel, you also quotes the Gon. What do they say? It says, what do you have Yayin? The Gomer Sudas of Malcolm Acher. What does that mean? Quantum we trust front me, Gomer. It's a totally different Suda. I gave the example. I had wine, I went to sleep 3 hours. Vesoy Malcolm Acher. What kind of Gomer? Sounds a little bit like the Parisha. Sorry to be, you know, pessimistic. I have a niece who's gluten intolerant, and she used to come to my house and say, you have a grape juice? I didn't know about this preacher. Now I'm having, maybe I have schala preacher. I don't know what I should stop doing. I don't know what to tell you. I don't want to, it sounds pretty, that's reasonable. Okay, but now I get to the most important point for us, for those of us who have no problems of intolerance, etc., etc., etc. The moment I've wrong right here in Sivkot and Yud Aleph, and it's quoted in the Mishnah Brewer as well, Sivkot and Chafei, Oshasa Yain, books quoted in the Golden, V'kol Shekein, Im Ocha Mine Tagima Meheiminim, the Yotza. I think it's completely correct. The cake is more important for this perspective than yayin. I have a big problem. Yayin? You look in yayin, Rabosai. Look in yayin. Look at the Mishnah Brura further on. I'm sorry. I am kiveger. Toys the Shabbos shetochichu. The lekamari shonim. Eino yotze de kiddush v'makom suda ayde kos yayin. So daya levom and adin lios kenadon. We're saying it can be made by cookies, kavachomer from wine. But if the wine only b'shas atchak, maybe cookies should also only b'shas atchak. So our minig that the Shari Tshuva quoted, which I do all the time, maybe I should stop doing it. I don't know. Just to show you the Bir Halacha, Kosva Gonin. We would say, "V'maisa Rav Kosta Shagro Af Bekidush Hayom Loya Mekadesh Ella B'Mokam Suda Gemura Lo Mina Lo Mina Targon Oyak Tiyon Yain Mamish Bread." Rabbi Yitzchak Cohen Shlita holds like the Gro. And on camp, every Shabbos they give us camp, they give us breakfast, they give us unbelievably delicious cake. The famous Shabbos cake of Camp Marash, it's legendary. Rabbi Cohen sits in Beis Medrash. Doesn't know nothing. He comes down an hour and a half later, or more sometimes. He makes kiddush and he has his challah. Tzadik is so. He follows my sarav of the grow. And I thought, what do I have to worry about? What me worry? I follow the minig all of the Shari Tshuva. Now I'm getting nervous. The minig is based upon the golden and kavachomer from the golden, and the Mishnah Berurah says you shouldn't rely on the golden. And what's more, according to the Prisha, wouldn't even help. So what I do every Shabbos in camp, I go downstairs after the Shabbat. I have my wine, my delicious, delicious Shabbos cake, and I go with my wife for a walk into the camp for an hour and a half. We come back later, we wash. What? We're assuming that the Kohen to the Golden with the Kavachom of Mina Tagima, of cookies, it's fine. Cake is fine. But according to the preacher, it wouldn't work. Only Goma Sudasa right away, just so you're not just in a different place, not an hour and a half later. I'm getting a little bit nervous, Rabbi Osai. A little bit nervous. There's another position, which I may have to start adapting. I never did it before, which is a pshar. You rely on the Gaonim with the Minig Olam to have Kiddush and cake. But when you get home later on, you make Kiddush again. As you said, nothing to lose. That's what my father used to do. He said Kiddush and Shul. He came home, make Kiddush again. Even if there was no one else who hadn't heard Kiddush and Shul, make Kiddush again. What do you have to lose? And what do you have to gain? What do you have to gain? You can gain, number one, according to Rav Moshe, you did nothing wrong, because nobody said when you had the cake at 4, even had dinner payers. And number two, you have what we call the Raima, the Stamah Mishnatima before. But for the Din Kiddush itself, you want to have bread. I think the Rav held that way. If you make it to have Kiddush with cake, when we went home, we always made sure to have wine again. Not an unreasonable position whatsoever. Lest you say, no, the Machlokes here along the lines of the Prisha, what Kiddush and Bak Mesud is purely dependent upon the old Machlokes in that we just read 3 days in Siman Kuf Ayin Ches. So the Gaonim L'shitaso, that what? That Yayin is enough. And the Rosh says the Yayin is not enough. So what do you require? Do you require cake or you require bread? I mean, require. Okay, it's a chumra over here. Either grapes have to go back to your place, or wine, or cake, or bread. And to be paskin, the Dea Emtsaris is Ikar, that cookies you have to go back. The mail should be fine, no problem. That's what I thought. Gavaldik, no? No. Because the Gra, who passes over here by the Mishnah Kuf Ayin Ches, Mishnah Brua Mem Hei, quotes the Gra, the Dea Emtsaris, he Ikar. That's our minute. You have to go back with Koma if you have Mindog, even if it's cookies. It should come out according to the Gra automatically that cookies are enough for Kish, but it's not true. We saw the Maaser Rav. So therefore, I haven't changed my minute yet, but if I do, you'll know why. So I'm still relying on the minute of the Shari Shuvah that says you can have cake, let him eat cake, and you don't have to make Kish again when you get home, as long as everybody was already Yotze the first time around. Rabbi said we got to move. I know I'm running out of time, and I have a lot still to say. What's your question, Ari?
I was just going
to
point that Rav Nemtzal said that Rav Shlomo Zalman quotes the Maaser Rav and says that cake that cookies work for it.
Do work?
The kiss then works for the pasta and the grass.
Even quoted the Maaser Rav?
Yeah, that's
what he said. Whoa. He says Maaser Rav. 1 second. Lo yamakadesh ela b'makom suda gemura del b'lomine tagim o'yayin. And what did Shlomo Zalman say?
He quotes the Gra and says he heard from Shlomo Zalman that pasta about the kiss that works for it.
Really? That's good news for the Jews. Is he paskening that Pasah Bo B'Kistan works for all of Suda Shabbos? Whoa, I have my Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. Let's see, it's not part of my script. But okay, halavai. It's going to make me feel good.
When Rav Nemtzal makes Kiddush after...
What is he? I've been writing Kiddush.
He has...
Cake.
No.
Bread. He washes. I was about to ask Kiddush at the time. We were learning brachas. I had a whole shadow by him. Maybe he said, the guy makes shabbat and choked the whole guy.
Yeah.
We were learning brachas. Right. Because that had to do with our shadows with the soda. Right. That was to give that a little bit. I was learning brachas when I was Rav Nevinsal. I think I told him once by his Kiddush. And the shadow we had with the. He took care of the chocolate. Some guy, he has a shabbat, makes a brach on chocolate. He didn't give me any chocolate, but he took care of the soda shadow. Okay. Now. Let's see, Pasa Baba Kiss. I'm going to look it up quickly here in the Shemir Shavuot. It says, Pasa Baba Kiss, Divrei Ma'afeh, a modern version. There's a modern book from the Israelis, everybody say. Divrei Ma'afeh. Let's see if I have Divrei Ma'afeh, and see if I can find it in the safe. I wouldn't have too much time to look. Divrei Ma'afeh. In Kish Makam Suda. There's a lot on it. I don't know. I can't. I don't have the time. It's only Baal Peh. That's what a source. You heard from Shammai Zalman. Yeah. Thank you for telling me. I'm going to remind me to do some homework. I may tilt the scale so I can keep what I want. Keep my old minute, I hope.
It's a Suda Gemura. I was in China.
There are possible who hold it works for Suda Gemara, but I don't think
but if you're Kovei Suda, so fine. So
no, he doesn't mean Kovei Suda. He's talking about the average.
Really?
Shabbos
Avon. Shabbos Avon said that it was that Shabbos is Koveyed as a Suda.
Yeah, but we don't pass it that way. I mean, I don't believe it. We pass that all three meals could be also with Passover and Kislev. That's what he's saying. I mean, there is such a shita that Rav Shlomo Zalman would pass it that way would be to me a chiddush nifla v'noira ad ma'od. Dibri ma'afa. Let's see what he says. Hold on. Kviyas suda shachas aleim. Okay, we'll take a look. Nun yud gimel. Take a look. I'm looking here. There's no greater source from Rav Shlomo Zalman than the Shemir Shabbos. That's what he says. No. I don't see it here. I guess this would have to be in the siman on Suda Shabbos. There's a separate perek on Suda Shabbos. What is Suda Shabbos? Yes, he doesn't have a discussion of it. He says there is no chapter in this whole sefer called Suda Shabbos. He just has Suda Shlishis B'Shabbos. Dina Lecha Mishnah B'Tzias HaPas. He never tells you, well, what must a Suda Shabbos be? You know why? Because incorporated, in this parak Nun Dalet, Suda Shabbos V'Yontif. Let's take a look what he says. He quotes from Shlomo Zalman, and this would be a chiddush to me. Let's take a look over here. If I say parak Nun Dalet, take a look. Sorry to spend this time with you. You don't have time to spend. Let's take a look over here. Suda Shabbos V'Yontif. You have to have three meals. Fine. What must the meals be? Two kikros. You have to have a lechem. Has to be lechem. See right on top. Has to be lechem. Hold on. Pas kisten. Oh. Re'el halon sif lamed alf. Oh, he talks about it. If you have no lechem, you have pas kisten. Kvir suda. Oh, whole box of chocolate chip cookies. Nah. You don't have that much? Yismuch alos maposk masovim. Shiyotz nebachidas kazayis pasabor bekisten. Ah, you're right. Footnote Kuf Lamed Gimel Ayli El Kuf Lamed Aleph. He keeps sending it back and forth like a ping pong ball. What's Kuf Lamed Aleph? It's a mamish ping pong. Kuf Lamed Aleph. Hold on. Kuf Lamed Aleph. Oh, the Kaf HaChaim is a machlokas, he says. A machlokas. He's the Alter Rebbe backed out. He says, enough to have plain cake. So I guess Rebbe Shlomo Zalman won't pass like the Alter Rebbe, Besof Yomov. Doesn't quote, this is from Rebbe Shlomo Zalman, just quotes sources. I don't have more time, I'm very short of time now. Forgive me. Okay, Rebbe Osei. Take a look, you don't have it in front of you. The Mishpat Zov, Sivkot Nalv, I put on the Maram HaKomas. He discusses the various reasons for Kiddush HaMakom Suda. Open the Gemara, please. The Gemara, Kuf Aleph, back to the Gemara. Kuf Aleph, the Rashbam. The Rashbam says, Kiddush HaMakom Suda, two Peshatim. What are the two reasons? The first one is what? We said before, HaMakom Shatah Korah, the Shabbos, Kriya, Shom Tei Oneg, which were Moshe's as a Din and Oneg, and we thought not Meruchuk at all, based on the Rif, the Ran, and etc. Umedrishu inami svari with the ikba kiddush al ayayin kiddush nana kamon zachri al ayayin mistama al ayayin shevisas suda hukba dechoshiv. It's a din meyuchar in yayin. What'll happen if I make kiddush al apas? Says the mishpat zov prima godin resh ayin gimel sif koton alf. What I ask you to see. Says the Mishpat Zov as follows: Anan Kaimalam Af Mekadesh Al Pas Sorech Shemamokum Suda Vehu Tamrish. According to the second day in the Rashbam, it's a din in Yayin, wouldn't apply. According to the first day, it's a din in Pas. Now, what do you mean? Your Mekadesh Al Pas is Shemamokum Suda. Isn't that a tautology? Is that the right word? You understand? If you make it on pas, the pas is a suda. What are you talking about? Tainu hach. What's he talking about? Maybe he means Maybe he means, Rav Osai, maybe he means that you have to have what? Like the Taz said before, you have to have a piece of bread for Kiddush, and an additional Kazayas for the Sudan. Not enough to have one Kazayas. That's what he means. You have to entire pass, you feel what I'm saying? Perhaps that's what he is driving at. By the way, if you hold this Svara, it's also done in Kiddush. Right? But only Kiddush with wine, not Kiddush on pass. That's what the Prima Gadim is saying. Since we require pass kistim, you have more than the Kazayas, presumably, when you have a pass. Kiddush, if you have a Kiddush on wine, you have to have a Kazayas pass. The Kiddush on pass, you have to have more than Kazayas. That would indicate that it's a Din of Kiddush Malkam Suda. It's based on Kriya Malkam Sheonet. And you see, according to what we said before, it's a din in Kiddush as well. Fine. Interestingly, if you look carefully in the Prima Garden, look what he says. With a Mekadesh al Apas Ochal Amotzi Kazayis, Esher the Afa Bach, the Bach like a Taz, they have to have a Melo Lugma plus the Revius. Ein Moda the Ein Tzarech. Beis Zaysen. So the alternative here would be not a Kazayas plus Mashu, but Beis Zaysen. Wow. So there's a possibility to require Beis Zaysen. One Zayas for what? For the Kiddush, and one Zayas for the Suda. Remarkable. Absolutely remarkable. But since Rav Osai, we don't require two Kazayasin, so man, there's no difference in the two time of the Rashbam. Either way, it's enough to have Kazayas. Fine. Rav Osai, good. You mentioned the idea of Riyah. We have to go through this. Our focus now for the next half hour is simply Simon Reish, Ayin, Gimel. Take a look quickly, go through it. We have to march through it. First in Sif Aleph, where we had yesterday's idea of Mokom Riyah. Yesh Omrim, Dechol Sharoa Mokomo, Afilu Yibayas Achotar, Ein Tzorach Lachzol Lekadesh. Just to see very quickly. Okay, Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Zayin adds, Nali Bayas Achotu Adin Mi Bayas Lebayas is also good. Okay, we said by Shomei before, if you recall. But it's Sifkan Vavi writes, it's called Choshev Akol Kimokom Echot, Mokom Echot, but, and he adds Sifkan Vav, Fafilrak Miktsas Mokomo. Choshev Akol Kemochom Echad. Where does this come from? The Mogan Avraham. It comes from the Hilchos benching. Mikvas Mekom was enough. Again, I don't have time to go into it. According to other posts, maybe it's not enough. But for the moment, we'll just leave it as such. I'm not going to spend too much time because the Mishnah Berurah of Zion, he says, Ein Lismach Al Daseh Yeshomim Hazeh Vatinim Dievet B'shas Atchak Shalo Yochol Lismach B'mokom HaKiddush. Why? So you can't rely upon it. That's the Mishnah Sharatzion, Siv Katan Ches, Al the Rebbe, Derech HaChaim is Mashma, Afilu B'Dievet, Ein Lachol Adiriya Smokon B'Bayis L'Bayis. In Lo Shai Zed Datal Zed Metchile, the combination. For Tamo, Ozei Shet Tzarev, the Zed Datal of Nissen Gon, so the tier for us. We say we have an ozel el by some kuv and ches mach we have fears fuck la mahani klal you buy the buys have feel that was am tkhila. No, doesn't help. What do you do the mice now? We become a come near the heaven nay khashash brakh la batala is lakh as da sa yashom im shlo lakh la kadesh. I feel the white lois that was am tkhila. Etc. Because you should not rely on it till the khatkhin. Now sip gimel. Siv Gimel, Rabbi Osai. Siv Gimel. What does it say in Siv Gimel? Im Kiddush lo sar, after that Kiddush lo yotze. Okay. All right, that's the Pashup Shah. You're not yotze Kiddush at all? Get the Pashup Shah. I got a question. But Tzorach lechol b'mokom Kiddush li'alter, Oshay, everyone look inside. Oshay b'dayto lechol miyat. Ava b'lav ochi afilim ochel b'mokom Kiddush en a yotze. Shut my real chadosh. I brought it in. I'll show you soon. V'im hoya b'dayto shel olechol shamiyad v'nimlach v'yochal yotza. Beis Yosef sof asidah. What does that mean? He had a bad machshava and he changed his mind. Baruch Hashem, he did tshuva and he changed his mind. So it is okay. How do you know? Because the Taz is a mefurish gemara. What's before the Gemara? Open the Gemara. Kuf Aleph, you're open there. Kuf Aleph Amar Aleph. Open the Gemara. Kuf Aleph Amar Aleph. Amar Abaye. Ki Avina Beimar. Halfway down. Ki Avin Mekadesh Amalan. Te'imu Midi. Dilma Adaz Lisu Lishpiza Misako Lechushraga. Lo Mekadesh Chul Bebeis Achila Bekadesh 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 Amalan, when did he tell us? Before Kiddush or after Kiddush? When did he tell? How did you learn Pshat in the Gemara? Amalan, when? Before they made Kiddush or after they made Kiddush? How did you learn Pshat? Huh? What? I'm asking again. Before or after? How did you learn? I want to take a vote. You have to take a vote. I'll make you three votes. Before, after, I don't know. Who votes for before? Who votes for after? Who said I don't know? It's divided by three ways. So the Taz assumed he said it after. So he said it after. It's a Mefurish Gemara, which is like the Ramah, Talmud Aruch Hu. The Korban Nisanel. Just take a quick look in the Rush if you don't mind. The Korban Nisanel here in our Sugya, Simon Hay, Os Ayin, just for a split second. We're really short of time. In Simon Hay, Korban Nisanel, Os Ayin, Kiavina Bar Beimar. Amalon Tima, when did he say it? Os Ayin, Hoki Pirusha, Kevin Mekadesh, Amalon Tima Midi, Hainu, Kozeh Omer Amalon Tamidav, Kodem HaKiddush! Kodem HaKiddush! No, not afterwards! No! Because Tamidav Kibdu Lachil Lata Kiddush Adarabba, Kailan Binadash Shomei Mashmia, they planted it in their house, they held like Rav, they don't require Malcolm Suda, and it wouldn't work. This is against the Taz. The last is against. Oh, it's about Chalekas. I can't say who's right. Just point it out to you. We now come to the biggest, well, maybe the biggest shot of the day. Maybe. How do you read this Rambam? Is it if you have a balavachi, I feel ochel b'malkam kiddush and yotz. It affects you and me every single Shabbos. You get an impression from the Rambam. You have to eat miyat. How do you define miyat? What's pshat of miyat? Where does it come from? Where does it come from? So I get very nervous. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah alone, there's a pshat which is not the real pshat. Let's take a look in one Mishnah Berurah which is absolutely frightening. I think that we all should do tshuva if this Mishnah Berurah, as we read it, is correct. Again, the lashon of the Ramah is what? Lechol sham miyat le'alter. You have to the kiddush le'alter. What's the alter? Says the Mishnah Berurah Yud Beis. Lo yafsik afilu zman kotzer. Who said so? Mogen Avraham. Shem Maril. Rabosa, I want to take a vote. What is zman kotzer? Okay, when is zman kotzer? Who wants to give an estimate? Yeah.
5 minutes.
That's what I would have said. You can't wait 5 minutes. Rabosa, who in this room in the last year, with Zoom Shuvah for a whole year, has waited at least once more than 5 minutes in the Kiddush and the Suda. Who has not? You all like the Mishnah Berurah. 5 minutes, okay? You're the only tzaddik in the whole room. Baruch Hashem, you have one? One tzaddik. In my humble opinion, this simple read of the Mishnah Berurah, which I'm not blaming Shaul for reading, that's how I would have read it also, is completely incorrect. But I have to redo the Shut Marila Chadash, which I brought from home, just to show you what's going on over here. It's Simulamit, what? Simulamit Gimel, we said? Simulamit Base. Listen to this. The ain lechalik ben zman kotzer lizman oruch. Kevin the ain o kovei atzma b'shas kiddush asuda. What does it mean kotzer and oruch? What's oruch? Oruch means abosai the next day. What's the case of the Gemara? Yes.
Last year we spoke about defining miyad and everything, and then we said that pasuk could say miyad is tzoruch asuda, and we can say miyad. So why can't we say that?
Very good. I agree with you. That's muchruch. Whatever the tzorach asud is okay. Because the next line of the Maril says as follows. He says, Doesn't matter. So if I say the few Yishalmi, I go from place to place. But I'm single-minded. I'm going from shul to the house a mile away. Eat, 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 like many of us are. Focused on eating. So then, it's good enough. Even though it took a half an hour to walk. If I take a detour and I start learning and I start whatever, pimpling, that's no good. That, you're right.
Wait, you had kiddush and shul and then walk?
Go to the goal, the Yishalmi. They can go.
Oh.
Go to the Yishalmi. He's having a mosque, go to the Yishalmi. For us, it would be a difference to say, you say, if you, he's in an Empire State Building, he's walking from the first floor to the 100th floor. So, you know, it's, you know what I'm saying? Let's give you a shoulder, how far I go. Okay. Rabosa. But he's standing like this. What did the Gemara say? You're afraid the candle's going to go out, and you're not going to be able to eat. Okay, but the next day you're going to be able to eat. What's the problem? The kishon b'makom suda. The answer is, too long. The whole night passed. Too long. Says the Maril, who can live it the whole night? Or it's a zman kotzer. Zman kotzer means less than an entire night. Now a night's sleep is supposed to be 8 hours according to the Rambam. I'm about to say, who slept 8 hours last night? Who slept 4 hours last night at least? Everybody? Oh, Hashem. Happy to hear that. Chatzishi. So, okay. So he slept 4 hours. I mean, that's a long hefsek. So it's less than 4 hours. And if you have to take, it's very important to see what the source is. It's so important. The source of this whole thing is a Tosfos Rabbi Osaim, and the Kuv Vav and Beis, and the Smag citation of Tosfos. Let's take a look. We don't have time to read this whole long Tosfos. I didn't even put it on the Maariv Makom Hashi. Just one brief line, because it's quoted over here in the Maariv. Kuv Vav and Beis. The Gemara is like this. Look at the Gemara. Rav did as follows on the fourth line. It's very important Gemara for the rest of the Shia. Rav, what did Rav do? Zimin the chaviva le rifta mekadesh a rifta. Zimin the chaviva le chama mekadesh a chama. When he liked bread, he made kiddush on bread. He liked wine, he made kiddush on wine. So as everyone learns, he made kiddush on bread. Rabbi Natan says no. There's no such thing. So what's pshat? There's a whole new pshat, Rabbi Osir. Whole new pshat. Look at Rabbi Natan. Look. The last three narrow lines in Tosis. The big Tosis, mekadesh. Nir Rabbi Natan, they mekadesh la pas klal. What's pshat in our Gemara? Hanotel Yadav lo yekadesh. Why? Because Nisrila the Rav Yesh Kiddush lo b'malkam suda. But that's Rav back on Daf Kuf. V'chashina and Shema Yafdik v'yelech l'chutz. So he said, well, you're going to be Notel Yadav, you're going to take a trip. It'll be a big hefsek when the Kiddush lo b'malkam suda between the Tiyas time and the eating of the bread. Omer Rav Yitzchak. Zimnin the Chaviv olay rifta or mekadesh rifta. What does that mean? Koloma. Have a mekadesh achamra al das lechol miyad rifta. For your notal miyad yodav kodam kiddush. It's permissible to wash your hands before kiddush only if you plan to do what? If you plan to do what? To eat the meal right after the kiddush. Sometimes Rav would have in mind to eat much later. Second wide line. Zimnin the chaviv alei chamra have a mekadesh achamra shalom b'makom rifta dain asuda tishkir that yesh kish lo b'makom suda. And therefore, you would make sure to wash only later. Only later. Uman the sover and kishel b'makom suda koshkein to know to yodav v'mekadesh to have a hesachadat. It's necessary to have kishel b'makom suda. Kavachoma from Rav, he just happened to want to do the kishel at the same time. Adkan dvira in a time. The Smag elaborates on this Rebbe in a time and writes as follows. And it's quoted over here in this beautiful edition, Chol Yerushalayim, footnote 2. Listen carefully. What does it mean, Mekadesh Arifta? Pirish Samach L'Rifta Shal Hayanot L'Yonav Mekadesh L'Yayim Ochol Miyad Ken Shavadavos Zimnav L'Chavim L'Chama Mekadesh L'Chama Koloma Pomim Shad Rabbein Atam Shalo Hoya Rotzo Lecho Miyad Kiyim Lishtos. Then he would not wash his hands earlier, make Kiddush L'Acha Shochel, because Rav held Yesh Kish L'Vacham Suda, implying that according to us that he held we need kiddush for Malkam Suda, this would be no good, because he waited too long. So this man kotzer of the Maril, who's going on the smag, is the first word in the Metshuva is smag, okay, the first word, means referring to what kind of a case Rabbosai, who someone is not eating right away. Now, why is he not eating right away? There's a simple reason. A very simple reason why he's not eating right away. You know why? Who wants to guess why he's not eating right away? He's not hungry. He's not hungry. If he's not hungry, he's not going to eat right away. Poshut. That's the case. So in that case, since we paskin en kishlam of Masuda, it's no good. That's his man kotzer, not an overnight. Rabbi Sai, if you're not hungry now, at 8 minutes to 12, when will you be hungry? At 3 minutes to 12, three, we'll be hungry 5 minutes? What do you say? Nah. I would say, I don't know, it has to be an appreciable time. Should I give a guess? Should you want to give an estimate? How long does it take to get hungry in your mind? From telling you you're not hungry to you're hungry. Give not give a new number. You gave a guess before 5 minutes. That can't be. Half an hour. Not less. Not less. We had, I thought you were going to say it before. Last year we had a big thing about Samach. The first Mishnah. Arvip Sokum Samach Lemincha. What does it mean? Half an hour. Less than half an hour seems to me to be mamish. Nothing to worry about. Nothing at all to worry about. Kane Nira Lee. Kane Nira Lee. Kane Nira Lee. Okay. Now, the Mogen Avraham, here's the most important line of all. And are we online for Mogen Avraham? Could you get me? Can I borrow you one more time? Or just get on here with you? Good. Mogen Avraham is the one. Simon Reish, Ayin, Gimel is the most important of all. We're going to see it in the Mishnah Berurah, but just once you have it, we're here to see it in its original form. Reish, Ayin, Gimel, Sif, Katan, Dalet. Okay? Because he's going to quote the Maril verbatim. Everyone see it? Resh Ayin Gimel Sif Katan Dalet. What? Excuse me, something's wrong over here. Sif Katan Hey. I'm sorry. Okay, Hey, we have it. I'm sorry. Sif Katan Hey. Last two lines. Zelashon Dak Emotion. Kosta Marim Mulin. That's the Maril. Da Philip is also Makam Shri Kidesh Im Ein Daito Lechel Shom Li Alter. Mikri shalo b'mokam suda, v'en chilek b'en zman kotzer l'zman aruch. So the Mishnah Berurah just saw that. On that basis, he said 5 minutes. Avlam hoya dat l'lechol shalom afilo shoyim b'derech zman godol ad shemagia l'sham choshev b'mokam suda. Fila b'traklin godol choshev b'mokam b'pina l'mokam suda ad kan l'shonom. But he didn't quote the most important background. They quote the smag. And the smag is hope shot is going to wait a long time because he's not presuming because he's not hungry. So that's why it's misleading. This word is man kotzer. Fine. Now, the last line. Then, in the same place, ain't a yotzer. Fine. Again, I'm telling you it means a long time. That's at least half an hour with Hesach Adas, all kinds of other things. V'mhoya daito. Lechol miyad ve'ero ones shlo ochal el yachas man ein sorech lachzal l'kadosh. Who said so? That's found in the Ramah, correct? Is that in the Ramah? Rabosai, is it in the Ramah? It's comes from the Maril. Maradad lechol miyad. 1 second. I'm sorry, I left out the main line. What is? I apologize. Talking about the smag, this is the last one of my real tshuva. Avol k'she'en kavanoso lechol ad she'yir av v'hash te'en o'roiv havish lo b'mokam suda. I feel it also b'mokam atz. 5 minutes. That line is left out by everybody. The Mogen Avraham left it out. That's the last line of my real. That proves that I'm right. It's a long time, not 5 minutes. Maybe half an hour is enough. You need a long time. It's kotzer related to the 4 hours sleep that you got last night, or maybe you got 8 hours, or maybe six, I'm sure. Rabbi Yisrael. Okay? This is a very important yisum. Very, very important yisum. Very important yisum. Now this line, which is found in the Ramah, about an onus. Let's take a look again. The Ramah said, Oshahoye v'dayto lecho miyad. And then what happens? Then something changed. Okay. So back to our Magen Avraham. The Ira Ones answer allows the Kaddish. What does that mean? It doesn't make any sense. V'chein mashma v'gemara b'uvla d'Rav Huna the dafka mishim sheyotla m'mkomo kideh sheinis. Avon anishim m'mkomo af al pi shehifsikat sheyadliku aner ein tzorol d'kadesh sheinis. What happened to Rav Huna's case? There was a whole tumult, the candle went out. You light a candle on Shabbos? What are you talking about? What are you talking about lighting a candle? So I saw in the bottom it says, Achi Aviul on there. I guess it's a goyo being a candle. So if he didn't leave the place, even though there was a shtickle tumult of lighting a candle, see, what's going on over here? They seem to be working with the assumption that his man kotzer is a problem, even a few minutes. But the problem is, what happened with the case where the candle went out was also his man kotzer. Must be, it depends what your original intention was. If your original intention was to wait this man kotzer, no good. If your intention was not to wait at all, you have an onus, then it is good. But in the fianiyas deity, it's not the truth. I said before, I have to say the truth. My word of the truth is no. Zman kotzer means to year out, an hour, who knows how long. Here, it took a few just to get the candle back. It's a much shorter period of time. It seems to me a whole different read, Rav Osai. Now come to the very, very last line, which is the most important line of all. Achim yotzim imkomo beintayim sorich lekadesh shemes. What word is the most important word of that phrase? You know it. I'll read it again. Achim yotzim imkomo beintayim sorich lekadesh shemes. What's the most important word?
No.
Beintayim. What does beintayim mean? Translate to English. In the meantime. What happened afterwards? Simple translation. What do you mean in the meantime? What happened afterwards? Because there's a beginning, there's an end, and it's bein tayim. What they say in Hebrew today, bein na tayim. Right? What do they mean? Between the two ayims. So Rabbi says, so what do you mean? Give me a translation of this little translation of the Magen Avraham. Help me out.
In the meantime, he left.
What do you mean in the meantime? And then what's at the end? Is there an end? He comes back. There are achronim who interpret the simple pshat, we'll see them in real life in a second, that he came back. Came back! What's the problem if he came back? A new religion of Osai. That in Kiddush Magen Suda, if you went out and came back, it's no good. That's a new religion based on a translation of one word in Magen Avraham. Never heard before or since. Bentai. Now we open the Mishnah Berurah. Now you saw it in your own eyes. We open the Mishnah Berurah for our final discussion for the last 15 minutes, Rabbi Isaiah, of today's Shia. We'll discuss this very critical point. We're going to try to come to a good conclusion, because otherwise, we're all in big trouble. We're all in major trouble. If you go out and come right back, no good. We're in really trouble. Really in trouble. Look inside. Mishnah Berurah over here, Reish Ayin Gimel, Sif Hei. Sif Kotten, Yud Beis. Right after this man Kotten, which I told you with my pshat. Kosev B'Shiorek Nes Agdol. The Meis Asiba Kami Duchte Vyatzal Chutz V'Chakach Chazal Mkomo Ain Tzorich Lazal Kadosh Machmas Yatzal Chutz Kevin Dilem Sof Hoysa Suda B'Mokom Shakidosh Ain Shom Ain Shom. For him, it's a double pashut. V'Yesh Cholkin B'Zeh Yud Beis Ain V'Alocha Ken Lachat Chilah Yizor B'Zeh Ma'od Ach B'Diyeved U'B'Fratcher Torah Lasas Tzorochem. It's going to the bathroom. Imagine the Kol Yom Nira Devarei De'Ein La'Ach V'Lekadosh Shenis. There is Zeket Varam Shem Kitzorchei Suda. If you go to the bathroom before you wash. Now the Bir Halacha Rabosai. I am a Shur Shem Nesek Adol. Who would the Varav Gavis Hev Yad Malach U'Pshit Le Lebas Shech Nerol Adav Azek Kol Kach Ad Shekosav Di Yishtaka Hadover V'Lo No Mehepech Zeh. Impossible otherwise. The name I'm going to have wrong. Sipkot and Hebe Sof Akosav Di Yotzim Lekoma Bein Tayim Tor Lekadosh Shenis Shulchan atei shittim der hachayim chadam mashma. The mefarshim also kipashtim. The miyotzim mekoma afshe chazar after the bentayim sorach lekadesh shenis v'chein mevuri for Yosef hezeh ba'agraz. Four gedolim look like you. The bentayim to come back. Brackets. Ach matosah Shabbos and machta shekel mashma b'nit the mefarshim et tivi amogon avram shalom chazal mekoma. Ela she'ochel sham. The later point, they never came back. Ubal Ashminon, the Av Shahoya Zeba Ones, Shalohoya Loner, Bemokam Arishin, Ulegabe Shehia, Choshev Zeba Mokam Suda, Kamer Shalachatkilah, Britona Shalishos, the Koda Epsha, Mikoda, Afilahok, Ulegabe Shini Mokam, and Afkamina Bezer, beautiful. And although Ones for them helps to take care of the time lag, it doesn't take care of the space lag. Brackets. Ukadesh lo yachlugu ahadod. The holy bear aloha shall make shalom ba'olam. Nira. That magan avram, even if it's kipshuto, lo koi raka de samachlev. What's at the samachlev? What's the word right before bentayim? Right before bentayim. What's going on? What's he talking about the case? In hoyo daito lecho miyad. Ve'eira ona shlo ochel alalachas mandara. Says the holy bear aloha. That even if the Balaam meant that if you go and come back Bentayim, it's no good. It's only if there was a Hesach Adas and some kind of a onus Bentayim, something happened. But not just go out and came right back. That's his chat in the Mogad Avraham according to the four Gedolim who translated literally Bentayim means you came back. Let's look inside. It goes only in the Samachle. Why? It was a delay, a time delay. What's his proof? The Kaimalan, the Dvaram, at least we Ashkenazim. Dvaram Atun and Brochel Achrayim Bim Koma. Shem Yotzev Achazah and Torah Lachzal Dvarech. Why? Shem the Kviya Kamahod, there's a string torn around his foot. Varei Shom, Afilu in Yivarech Bim Mokom Shem Yotzev Gam Kei Mishayem Es HaMitzvah De Birchus HaMazim. Vafilu Hochi Kei Vatil Chathchil Es HaMitzvah Lachzal Bim Koma. Armina Delo Hisiach Data Bim Koma. Arishin and Torah Lachzal Dvarech. Yeah. V'kol Shekein B'zeh. Then the Yotzi the Kiddush Elam Kain Yachzav Yisav B'Mokom by Kiddush. Began Dim Lo Yachzig Lo Yemusa the Shasa Mitchila Shelo Kedin. Why? Then Kiddush Elam Mokom Suda Pshita Lo Yisiyach Dat Elam Mokom Arishin. Is even a, there are two strings tied around his leg. Two, one to fulfill Kiddush Elam Mokom Suda, and two because otherwise you're eating illegally before Kiddush. After this entire defense. After his entire defense, okay, I'm skipping because of the lack of time. And he quotes many people hold this way. All right. At the end of the day, the last line, on the page. So kedai lismach aleh b'shas atzchak, we just said. Shalom lachzal kadoshenis. Ach lechatchila bevada yesh nizor b'zeh. You should be machmal lechatchila. I say one word with nekuda. Is lishitosam and simukuf ayin chesed konveys. If you walk out for 1 second, you need a new bracha. But according to Rav Yaakov Emden, I looked it up in the Moruk Tzir. I'm going to bring the Moruk Tzir today. No one brought it. It's there. He says it's ridiculous to say like the Mishnah Berurah Beis. It's absurd. Of course, Tom from Koma is only Shinabak is only if you had you were thinking about politics or sports or weather or family. Not if you just went out for a second and came right back. And I found they quote a Ritvan Sukkah and Hayes is exactly the same thing. But an additional Tziruf. To be Megill in this very important shop. So now our very last nakuna is what do you do every Friday night in your house? What do you do? Do you wash first or do you make Kiddush first? A vote, simple vote. Who washes first? Well, the vote is unanimous. No Yekas in this room, obviously. Yehuda Cohen left. Okay, but he's in Ashi, he washes first. Open to the Ramah. To the Mechaber, Reish Ayin Aleph Sifir. It's our last point. We have only 8 minutes. We'll discuss. We'll be finished hopefully early. Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Yud Beis. Next to last Maramok. This is Allah Cholamais. Achar shekidesh al kos notel yodav and mevarach on the tilas yadayim. The notel yodav kodem kiddush goli daite de rifta chavivale lo yekadosh al yain al pas. We hope pshat the gemara. Rav Bruna, that's the pshat which the Rambam and the Rif held. This pshat. Take a look at the base of the Bar Hakeola. Tur b'shem of Amram v'ran b'firish divrei Arif. Based on Pesachim Daf Kuvav and the Rambam, a lot of big people hold that way. Okay, a lot of people hold that way. Okay, a lot of people hold that way. Fine, fine. Let's take a look at the Rosh, end of Simen Tezayin. Open up, this everyone has. The Rosh, end of Simen Tezayin. The Rosh, end of Simen Tezayin, is on the Maamar Karmis. Amar Avruna, we quote this girl. A quick summary. The Rosh, end of Simen Tezayin. Okay, everyone see it? It's on page Lamed Ches, column 2, halfway down. Amar Avruna, Amar Rav. Hanot liyodav lo yikadish. Shem hoya mekadish, hoya mekadish, hefzik, vesek hadas, ben netila le birch hasamot. Ve'yitzor lito yodav levorach pam acheres ala netila. Nimtze brocha shvirch ala netila, rishon, brocha levatala. That's the first pshat. Rather tame, tami yesh kiddush lo b'makom suda. Lo shayach kiddush suda. Look at chavayefs. Look at unrelated. Avol shmuel the same kiddush lo b'makom suda. Have a kiddush aschal to the suda. Lo chavayefs. Fine. Good. Fine. Fine. So therefore, according to this, there must be nothing wrong with washing before kiddush. Why? To be passing in Kiddush, Ela b'malkam suda. Good. Fourth line of the next page. Chen halacha, to be shenot l'yodav kodem Kiddush, and tzor l'ach salit l'achar Kiddush. Fine. V'lo pligi rabbonan bein mekadesh ha'chama l'mekadesh ha'rifta, midlo mahadru le'i rav yitzchak bar shmuel midi dit mi, yeah. Mi u l'chad chila, he says, mozgen ha'chakach not n'yadayim. First of the portico. V'ri chilek, shen de meziga shi b'cham in tzor l'dikta gonol. But if you want to wash first, it's fine. Rabbi Natan Tiritz, the Hosamai, but call it whole story. What was the meaning of the rush? Comes to Korban Asano and tells you here in Os Tess. So, the Vera Fila Katkila, Yochal Lethal Kodim, Kiddush, Chenevia Tur, Dai Tom. Okay, Neshloma Shakosu, Kenadina, in Matzvom, Yeshloma Shadogu, the Kaddish Kodim, the Teal, like you and me. Acharosh, Hinig, Viatzvom. Little yod of kodem kiddush. This on the meimah came in the karmel and kiddush l'makom suda. L'kach kriyosu odiv tvei v'avi oneg im not l'yodav pen yach l'gedvarim acherim. Kach esh l'yashiv tam en ogo. He puts you in prison, Rav Osai. If you have kids, it's the best thing in the world. You wash first, the kids are stuck, they can't talk, nothing. It's the best of all worlds. Mamash is the greatest thing in the world. It's probably yekish a minute. We never did it when our kids were young because you don't change your ogo. It's unbelievable. Yekish, you know? Keep me silent there for 5 minutes. They have no choice. Can't talk. They already washed. That's what it says over here. Fine. Ela shatur kosev olav. Ani tomea benhago. I don't understand my father's minig. I have no time now to finish what the tamiya is all about. The Kohen Gadol explains what the tamiya is. But the Mordechai is extraordinarily important over here. This is the Mordechai I asked you to see. The Mordechai is found on page either Lamed Zion in the old print, where is it? Or Laman Aleph in the new print. Okay? Let's take a look very quickly. That is our last source, except for the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, Laman Aleph in the new print, Laman Zayin Laman Aleph in the old print. Talks of the same thing on Otho Yodav, the whole business again. I don't have time to just skim read it, I just don't have the time for it. But, he says like this, the last line of this page, look at Mut Alito Yodav Konam Kiddush, Lohavi Hesach Adas, to the next page, Avo Bepesach, Shesh Hefzik Golo Ben Tayim, Eino Lebalabayis Lito Yodav Konam Kiddush, Shem Tzorach Lito Yodav Parim Shein, Acher Das Vatibol, Vim Tzad Debrocha Lebishon Rasa Debrocha Lebatola. Avo Kol B'nei Bayis, Rashom Lito Yodayim, Konam Kiddush, even on Pesach, the Lito Lohavi Hesach Adas, etc. And earlier he had also said the same thing, the Mordechai, a distinction between the Mekadesh himself and the other B'nai Bayis. He said it earlier as well. Again, I'm not going to go into the details right now. We saw the difference between the Mekadesh and the Balabos, Rabosa. The Shulchan Aruch says we make Kiddush first. That's our minute. It's our minute. Comes the Mogan Avraham, and we have it in the Mishnah Berurah quoted, I think, as well. Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Nunches. Very, very important. Sivkot Nunches. Acha Shekine Shal Kol Znot Liyodah. Mishnah Berurah Nunches. Below Kodem. Mishlo Yavsik Bekiddush Bein Nithil Zan Lamotzi. Avo Bnei Beso She'ena Mekachin V'yatzvon Eliyotzen V'shmiyosan B'balabayis Yuchlu Lito Yedeyem Kodem. Who has ever seen this minute? At the Mekadesh makes Kiddush first and washes last, and everybody else washes first and hears Kiddush. Who's ever seen it in his life? You know where I saw it? My next door neighbor, Agrav Agoyin Atzadik, Rav Avraham Ozban Shlita, Rosh Hashivas tells, I've been there occasionally for Shabbos Suda. That's what he does. He has the best of all worlds. The kids are stuck, they can't say a word. And he can do whatever he wants. That's about the Balabos is a man's home is his castle. I mean, this is unbelievable. I saw the minig of the Mishnah Berurah Nunches one time in one house, but it has an excellent, excellent source. What does Ramos say? Ramos says, Yesham lechatchila yeshito yudek kodem kiddush lekashli anto yekash minig based upon the Rosh's minig. Chen a minig poshet b'medinas elu. What? Ve'en l'shanos. What? Rakbalel Pesach. Pesach is different. The Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Samach Aleph says, why should it be this way? Why? Why should it be this way? Why? What do you gain by it? He writes as follows. It's not a hefsek. Okay, but why is it preferred? He says like this. Tov, look at the last two lines. L'chatchila. Kishon del kishayin lo yayin v'kayash ala pas ba'koch atzor li l'yol konu kiddush. V'akein tov, then v'akein tom et v'yofen echod to make it customized. It's always the same way. According to the Eliyahu Rabba. Rabbi said, you and I never make Kiddush on Pas. And come on, it's hard that we should accept this reason. Halacha l'maisa, take a look at the Mishnah Berurah of Kotan Samach Beis, please. Ve'en l'shanas, v'kam achronim kosu d'tfeyodif l'chatchila l'kadash alayayin konu t'il siya d'ayas ha-mechaber v'yos v'din l'chol ha-deis v'v'cham l'kobas d'ogu g'il d'reim like each and every time in this she holds that way. Samach Beis, who's he quote? The Grom, Amal Mordechai, and the Taz, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's the Aminik Halacha L'maisa, as we said. Abosai, I spoke express for a long time today. I apologize. I just wanted to finish up the Inyan. I want to wish each and every time in the Gemara Chasim Matova to thank you for your participation and your forbearance in the shiur we've had until now. Baruch Hashem, we've covered so much for Leon Horowitz these few weeks. Again, I wish after Yom Tov Sukkos is over, we'll come back the Monday of the Simchas Torah, and we'll start the second parak of Pesachim. Bolin Eder, Yisiyad Neshmaya, HaGemach HaSim HaTovah to one another. Again, 1:30, I'm saying a chabura. If you don't want to, of course, although you're interested, let's say that verse on the Kippurah.